St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content.
A bit of past, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This road.
I'm sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service in this area code. You are a moron. Please make a note of it.
Cross over if I never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Sure.
Take this, no sun. I mean, sun and no wind, and we're in good shape. Good afternoon, welcome everybody. This is the large morning show in the afternoon, or as McGrill calls it, me and the my ne'er do wells. Bill Rock, McGrill.
Yeah. No.
McGuinn. McGuinn. Hey, shut up! You're just a ne'er do well.
Yeah.
You're nothing but a ne'er do well.
Can't talk ne'er do well.
Oh man, it's Thursday, our second favorite day. Day of the week, and I will tell you that I'm going to kick off here with something I didn't intend to start talking about, but it came about in a meeting down the hall. And what I thought would be fun to do would be to let you people who are listening finish the meeting and not let any decision, and you'll find out, not let it be made by us or by management of the station. And here's what we're talking about. First of all, is there anything that we need to throw out here before we get started? Anything that is like some crucial?
Earth-shattering? No.
Right.
Go ahead.
As you know, once a year we take a trip and we take a bunch of listeners with us. We take 130, 140, 150 listeners. We've been to Las Vegas. We've been to Jamaica. We've been on a cruise. Years ago, did a show from the home of a very famous country music star. We don't do a lot of it because I am of the opinion, and I think I'm right about this, that there's enough information and enough entertainment and enough interesting people to talk to that the people who are listening in St. Louis, which is really all that matters, find it interesting or entertaining. Now, we did a show years ago from Sturgis, South Dakota, which was a perfect example of what I'm talking about, even though it's very visual, and you're talking about 300 or 400 called the Rolex Riders. They were all millionaires. And they all, you had to prove you had a net worth of at least $1 million. You had to wear a Rolex, and you had to have a Harley.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. And the guy was as nice as he could be, and he just flat out said, I said, you know, what do you guys do when you get here? He said, well, he said, some guys trailer in, some guys ride in. He had ridden in. This guy that I talked to had ridden into Sturgis, South Dakota from Las Vegas.
That's
a pretty good haul.
It is.
How many were in the group, did he say?
In his group? Not very many. 20, 30, somewhere in there. Not a big group, but they would meet. Some would meet in a town and ride in together. Others would meet there in Sturgis. And I remember I said, well, what do you do when you get here? Because you're not, you know, hardcore, easy rider type bikers. He said, oh, we just come into town and buy everything.
Yeah.
He said, we just buy stuff.
Right.
We buy stuff and go home. Look around and go home. But it was fun. I interviewed a guy who rode in from Canada, which is not too far because, you know, South Dakota is pretty far up north. But what became interesting was how far it can be a trip where we fly to one destination. But I have always balked at it and have never been real cooperative because, to me, If we lose you, you people who are listening, and 100 of us are having a great time yucking it up, going, hey, look at that big mountain. It doesn't mean squat to people back here. But there are some trips you can do where the characters involved on the trip make for great radio. Now, what came up today was a, and somebody hold Karen down, Route 66 trip.
Oh, my gosh.
Where we take Route 66, we take some motorhomes, cars, whatever, and we caravan with a bunch of listeners who want to go.
I'm ready. I'll lead the way.
They can rent motorhomes, get the groups of two or three couples. And it all has to be, there's a lot that has to be worked out. This is a lot more difficult than going to Jamaica. It just is, because you have to, logistically, you have to send somebody to scout ahead of you. You have to find the places, the characters of interest. You have to do some of it well ahead of time so that when you get where you're going, you've got a great show of really interesting people, and so that the listeners actually learn something. In the sense that they might say, you know what, that's a place we need to go on vacation sometime.
Tremendous. Well, Route 66 to where? You have 8 states it runs through. I mean, where do you want to go?
Well, that's
so
we're
cool.
We're not getting to the point
that's
of
okay.
being that specific.
I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is,
that's great.
You know, we can pick up the phone and call some motorhome place here in town and go, look, how'd you like to have an opportunity to rent easily 10 or 12 motorhomes to some of our listeners? Give them a break. Give them a deal. 2-3 couples go together. We get a motorhome. People can go in cars if they want to. And then we get to these different destinations and we hang out for a day or so. And then we take the local color, the local characters, the diner, the local breakfast hangout, general store, whatever, the guy who's been there who's 102 and his great-great-grandfather started the thing and that kind of stuff. So the great thing about this country to me, and the reason I've never been the least bit interested in going to Europe, I don't care about that. I don't care about the Colosseum. I don't care about London. I know that makes me shallow, but there's a lot of this country that I've never seen. I've never been to Nantucket. I've never been to Jackson Hole. I've never been to Yellowstone. I've never been
to... Hey, you know, I once knew a man from Nantucket.
Yeah, I know. You can't do that. I've never seen... here's the sad part. We went up to Sturgis. We were 20 minutes from Mount Rushmore, and I didn't bother to go down the road.
Well, you and I were playing blackjack, and the young and lovely Judy Martin
came in
and said...
Let me stop you and say, do you remember where we were playing?
In Deadwood.
In whose establishment? Owned by Kevin Costner. Remember when he came over?
He wasn't. And the young and lovely Judy Martin, our producer at the time, came over and said, we're on our way to Mount Rushmore. Now, this is a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank and I were both up. And
we're up $10. We're up $10. Don't bother us. So, now, I will tell you a funny thing we did, and this is the kind of thing that makes for, I think, a fun show. We didn't have motorcycles. And I got to tell you, you don't want to go to Sturgis without a motorcycle.
You sort of feel like a
wuss.
Nothing wrong with the gay people, but that's what you sort of feel
without a
motorcycle.
Like George Goebel said on the Great Carson Best of DVDs, pair of brown shoes with a tuxedo. You just don't, you're out of place.
Right.
And not everybody rides a motorcycle, but at least the group together ought to have one motorcycle, even if there's only one rider and everybody else takes turns on the back if you go to Sturgis. But let me tell you what we did in Sturgis. And we had the station chief engineer with us, and all we heard all day, every day, and our engineer took a real high-quality, state-of-the-art recorder. And he recorded the exhaust pipe. We put it on a cassette, and we played it continuously in the car. So that when we rode around, and we rolled the windows down, so when we rode around, we turned the stereo way up, it sounded like we were in a Harley. It sounded like we were driving a Harley. Yeah. It was sad. So here's where we are, and the phones are already ringing. I think you know where I'm headed here, and I'm going to give you the numbers. We would like for you, whether you could go or not, what do you think would be either a great destination road trip or a great route to take where along the way, and don't say Kansas, because I got to tell you, Kansas is a place you just want to get through. I don't think there are three things in Kansas worth talking about or three places worth stopping. So there are numerous things you could do, but keep in mind that to do it, you know, don't say, well, you guys ought to take a bunch of people and drive to, you got to remember that if it's a long distance, it needs to be a place where along the way,
mm-hmm.
you can stop and I don't know that I would say camp because I got a feeling that if I go and I'm in a motorhome, I'm not sleeping and showering with eight people in a motorhome. Everybody else can get out or I'm going in the motel or something. But where have you been that you think would be so interesting that you could go and land there, crash there, set up your motorhome there for 2 days, 3 days, and move on, where there are just in the immediate area, there would be so much that would be interesting that you could find interesting people to talk to. You know what it is? It's easy for anybody who wants to go along, but if you can't, we'll try to make it great radio.
I was not in your meeting. But if you're looking for ideas from the listeners, those things, like going on a trip, a motorhome trip, up to northern Michigan, motorhomes up to northern Michigan, up through, you know, the whatever that's, Sault Ste. Marie or whatever that's called up there, that would be fun. But how about having something on the KTRS website? Don't we let people choose?
Okay.
Why don't we put a few...
All right, let me stop you, and I'll tell you why. Now you've made it too many choices for too many people, and it is. You got to rely on a travel agency to tell you what time of year for certain places and not listeners. Listeners, for the most part, I don't think are educated enough about travel the way an agency is. But for example, you said Las Vegas in the winter. You don't ever want to go to Vegas in the winter. November, all right, depending on where you go, a road trip, or if it's a warm destination, then you're looking at mid-January to first week of March. Those are kind of our windows.
Mm-hmm.
So with those dates, and the reason for that is nobody wants to get out of here in June. I don't. I'm not real interested in leaving here when the weather's nice. I think people want to go and get away when we're on the verge of the transition into cold or we're not yet out of cold, but you want to get out of here before you're waiting for April. So the phones are ringing. Let me give you the numbers and any suggestions you might have. And if we stumble on something that seems like a good idea, we'll put people to work on it. And then we'll make it, we'll package it, and we'll invite all of you who can to and give you plenty of advance notice. And I'm not big on this. I'm going to tell you right now, I fought this. I've been in favor of it, but I've always kind of fought it just because I want to make sure that the people who go with us, one, have a good time, and two, that the people listening have a good time, and that actually is more important than the people who go. Because if you... Hey, Liz, you want to help me with something so we don't get all bogged down and blocked up? I need to talk a little McDonald's talk. Can you help me with that?
Sure.
Let's do that together. And then
I love
McDonald's. Oh, do you? What do you like about McDonald's?
I get the grilled chicken salad about two times a week.
I love that. Well, and it's interesting you said that, Liz, because my wife called me today, and she's out in California, and the first thing she said to me was, she said, have you ever had, now she's out there with my, and this is new for me to say, my future daughter-in-law, and she said, have you ever had the
Karen would know as well as I that L.A. Weight Loss recommends those salads.
Yep,
that's
they
why
do.
I'm also on L.A. Weight Loss, so that's why I go there.
And right. And that fruit and walnut.
Fruit and walnut.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, Liz, how about filet-o-fish? Have you ever had that?
Yes, I'm a Catholic, and I have filet-o-fish every Friday.
Well, there you go. There
no,
you
not
go.
Every Friday, but during Lent.
Well,
I love those things.
And with Lent, the folks at McDonald's want to remind everybody the classic taste of the filet-o-fish is there waiting for you, cheese, tartar sauce. If you prefer, you can always tell them to hold the tartar, put ketchup, whatever. And, of course, for breakfast, never forget the great taste of the McGriddle, two hot griddle cakes with all kinds of good stuff in between from, of course, McDonald's. Thank you for helping me with that. Liz, what can we do for you?
Well, hi, Karen.
Hello, Liz.
Well, I think Liz wants to go in the motorhome with Karen.
Listen, what I think you ought to do is the Route 66 song. We wind from Chicago to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks mighty pretty, Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, Winona, Kingman, Barstow, and San Bernardino.
Okay, the trip you just described is a two-month trip.
No, I know.
Sounds to me like. Could you do that in a week or 10 days?
That'd be tough. I don't think so.
All the way to the Santa Monica Pier would be tough.
You could drive out there, but you couldn't get back within one.
See that, and that's the other consideration. We got to try to make a loop so we're coming back. We have some places to stop. Otherwise, you're just driving all the time.
Boy, I don't see any further than the Grand Canyon, and that's a long haul.
How about down Route 66 into New Mexico, and then back down the southern route through New Orleans and up?
See, this is all what has to be worked out.
Logistics, yeah.
But I like Liz's idea. Take the song, and if not everything in it, pick the parts of the song out you want.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Will you go with us?
You bet.
Will you go on the motorhome with me if my wife accidentally gets real ill from antifreeze?
It
sounds good to me.
Hey, Liz,
yeah.
I think we should go at least as far as Amarillo, where the big Texan steakhouse is.
Oh, yeah.
Where they serve the 72-ounce sirloin. And if you eat the steak and all the fixings and you do it in under an hour, you get the meal free. And there's always somebody up on stage trying it. And it is hilarious.
Like John Candy in the Great Outdoors.
It is hilarious.
All right, Liz,
that sounds like fun.
Liz, how old are you?
I'm 48.
Favorite age.
Your favorite age.
Well, I sure hope your husband doesn't get ill and my wife doesn't get ill and we have to travel together.
Yeah, I hope so too.
All right, Liz, thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Here's Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Frank.
How are you? You want to do a sandwich with me and Liz? In the motorhome?
I'm trying to stay away from bread.
What does that mean?
A sandwich.
Oh, sandwich. Yeah, okay. What's your suggestion, Laura?
Well, my suggestion is to keep it simple. Think about your parameters. You probably only want to drive about 3 or maybe top 4 hours a day.
I would stretch that and say that initially when we get out of here, let's say we leave St. Louis on a Saturday morning, which was my suggestion. We could travel 8-10 hours on Saturday easy to get to where we need to be, our first stop to be.
Just to get out of Dodge.
Exactly.
Just to get the hell away from
it. And then kind of work your way back. In other words, we'd have all of Saturday and Sunday to really get somewhere.
Get to your first
exactly.
Broadcast.
So 8 hours wouldn't be a big deal.
I would buy that.
Right.
How about if we keep it simple and just do Illinois and Missouri and start up where Route 66 enters into Illinois, or wherever it starts,
Chicago.
And then go all the way to through Missouri.
You're not very adventurous.
We're all so familiar. Everybody, all the listeners, you included, and all of us, are so familiar with Illinois and Missouri.
And see, the other reason...
Well, I'm not. I just moved to this part of the country.
That's selfish. And the other thing, the other point of this is it'll give a lot of people great vacation ideas. Mm-hmm. If they hear something and they, man, that sounds like a great place, then they could jot it down for the next spring to, you know, take their spring vacation there.
You're exactly right.
Laura, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Favorite age. You're going with me, too.
I was just going to say one more thing, that whatever you decide, Frank, please remember that whoever goes is going to have a blast. And all your listeners are going to have a blast with you. We always do. And so that shouldn't even be a concern.
Well,
I think you're going to root out the real interesting folks, and it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, I hope we can do it. Thank you for your suggestion.
Bye.
Okay, Laura.
You know what another great trip would be? It would be a taste of everything, and it would be within a 7-day period or whatever we're looking at. Up Route 66 to Chicago and Door County, Wisconsin, which is like the most beautiful place in the world. So we're up in Door County, Wisconsin, outdoors, fishing and all that stuff, and then come back to Chicago for some big city life, you know.
Yeah. Chicago is still a little too close. I don't think of Chicago as being a place, hey, everybody, we're in Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of people weekend it there.
Yeah. See, this is where this gets tough. Everybody's got an idea, but something's going to hit, and everybody's going to go together. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Here's Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
My suggestion would be Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Then go to Gatlinburg in the Smoky Mountains.
I got to tell you something about the Smokies. I lived in Tennessee for 15 years. Never went to the Smokies. I didn't get to the Smokies till I got married, and then I went back, and my first reaction was, how in the world could I not have come and seen this beautiful part of the country?
Oh, I know.
It is unbelievable.
And if you talk to some of the people that have lived there for years and the park rangers and stuff, they can tell you tons of stories. Anyway, and then I would move on to...
Anyway,
Move on to where?
Mammoth Cave in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ever been to Mammoth Cave?
You know what? As a kid, I think I was at Mammoth Cave one time.
Man, it's dark in here.
Well, it's not dark. You got lights in it. And all the caves to me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Keith, I've been in Onondaga, mm-hmm. I've been at Bridal Cave at the lake, Merrimack Caverns, Mammoth Cave. They're all kind of the same thing. I mean, you
I'm
know.
Huge.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Look at that.
Hey.
Look at those stalactites. And there's moisture and dripping yeah. And a little pool of water, and it's wet and it's cold.
Yeah, let's just go to Merrimack Caverns and come back that night.
The thing about Mammoth Cave is when you get there, they ask you if you want a one-day tour, a two-day tour, a five-day tour.
Really?
And that's how big it is.
You know what? Maybe I don't remember
Do
that.
Do you stay in the cave?
They actually say that Mammoth Cave connects with, like, Merrimack Caverns.
You got to be kidding me.
No, wow. I mean, there's... You can spend hours just reading information about... You don't even have to go in the cave.
There's an idea. We go and park and read the brochure.
Well, but there's all kinds of things to do there and things you can learn about, you know. Well, but anyway, it's just a suggestion.
Anyway.
It's a good one. Thank you, Keith.
All right. Bye-bye.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina or Washington,
D.C. You know the problem with this? This is a one-year trip. This is
we should go all the way around the perimeter of the U.S.
You know what? If I and the sad thing about all of our lives is that they're structured in a way that... There really aren't a handful of people, I don't think, who can just pick up and say, you know what, we're going to go see this country, and we're going to take a year, and we'll see you in a year. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. Can't do it because of obligations and kids and family and parents.
Cool.
Boomers have a parental obligation and parents mm-hmm. that younger people don't have. You can't just run off and leave your parents if they're not real well. You got bills. You got mail. You got to make arrangements for all that stuff. Maybe there's school involved. You got a kid in college. It's tough, but wouldn't that be a hoot to just go? Say, you know, here, I'll call you from wherever. I'll stop at one place long enough to have some important mail forwarded, and then we're on to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
and then
we're
on
to...
Forget the show.
How are you talking about?
I'm talking about just life. I'm talking about mm-hmm. anybody, not us. It's too bad and it's sad that we don't reach a point where we can take 6 months even and just see the country we live in.
I would like to be one of the people who's able to buy a modest little home in St. Louis area in a nice motor home.
And
just 6 months of the year, you
just
go wherever you want. Yeah. And then when it really gets cold and you come back to your little modest home and spend the winter.
What really is interesting to me is that I know people who, they spend more time and know more about Ireland than they do this country.
Well, but, you know, if their heritage is there, that matters to them. I am like you very much. I've been really fortunate to see a lot of the United States, and there's a lot I haven't seen, and there's even more I'd like to go back and experience at a different time of year. You know, to say, well, you were in Yellowstone, and I truly believe you have to spend at least 5 days in Yellowstone Park to get it. It is incredible. But I'd love to go back to Yellowstone in the winter. It's a whole other life in the winter.
Right, you're in the bunk with me and Liz. You, me, Laura, Liz.
Okay.
Wow. What a pile.
It's a four-way. This is going to be a good trip, I can tell already. We take a quick break. Hang on. All the lines are lit. And I know you're holding. We're going to get right back to you, I promise. If along the way, if you do take a trip, or even here in town, you're involved in an accident, I think that one of the first orders of business is first call the police. You get a police report written up. You swap insurance companies. And then, I don't know about most people, but I can't wait more than about a day to call Schaefer. Because to me, the very next order of business is get this thing fixed. Because the longer you stare at it, the more depressing it becomes. And it's a reminder, a constant reminder, that you look down at your Palm Pilot when you should have been watching the road, or that the idiot behind you ran a red light and slammed into you and wasn't paying attention. Get the thing fixed. Get it back the way it was. And this is the place to do that. Schaefer. Don't forget the C when you go to look them up. Schaefer. I think I've had work done in this town by, I want to say, 4 or 5 body shops over many, many, many years. There are 2 that I would put... I would classify him as the best of the best. In fact, when Steve Schaefer came along about 3 or 4 years ago and wanted to come on this show, I called the guy that owns the other body shop, And I said, I have tremendous respect for your work. You've worked on my cars. I said, I don't know much about this Schaefer operation. I went there. It looks impressive. The work looks good. What can you tell me about it? Now, he could have said, well, they're not as good as we are. He could have said, well, they're okay. He said, they are outstanding. And he said, naturally, I would say to anybody, we're as good as it gets. But if anybody said, give me somebody else that good, he said, that's exactly where I'd send them. And once I made that call,
this offer won't last.
The St. Louis Boat-In Sports Show starts Tuesday. Sports Show.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Plus, you'll always be in charge of your IRA, regardless of where you work. By opening a self-directed IRA at the Mutual Fund Store, you get professional advice and access to thousands of no-load funds. After all, if you're going to take the risk of the markets, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? If you have a rollover or an old 401k, call my advisors.
Now, Brentmore could be an extremely good value. That's because Brentmore Retirement Communities are celebrating their 10th anniversary by giving away $10,000 in free rent at each of their three locations, and you'll get all that Brentmore has to offer. One monthly price covers everything. Your apartment or villa home with full kitchen, meals prepared by world-class to shopping and doctor appointments, and a 24-hour emergency alert system. Plus, at Brentmore, you'll even get weekly housekeeping with the classes, concerts, trips, and a happy hour almost every
The Super Golf Sale.
Setting with an experienced, supportive staff. My doctor recommended St. Luke's Hospital.
Come to St. Luke's Maternity Shower Saturday, March 19th. Meet the staff, take a tour, and get great information. To find out more, call 314-542-4. Use Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
I wonder if we could get Willie to go on the trip with us and sit in the motorhome and strum and sing the guitar, play the guitar and sing.
Might get smoky.
Might get a little hazy.
Well, if not, we have Terry Daly.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls and not a whole lot of time. I think this show should start at 2 o'clock.
We need to talk them into it.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Hello, Brooke. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Never, ever better. Thank you. What can we do for you, or what is your suggestion?
Stopped and saw Paul Bunyan's thing up there.
You saw his thing.
Yep. Oh, and we saw the headwaters of the Mississippi, and we could say that we walked across the Mississippi River at the headwaters, and it was great.
And it opened circle the Great Lakes.
Where do they have Paul Bunyan's thing on display?
Oh, yeah.
You said you saw Paul Bunyan's thing.
Yeah.
Well, there was a big statue of him. I don't remember where it was because I was
Blue
a little kid, but it was so
face.
Much fun.
Keep in mind, though, those sound like really scenic, pretty places, but it's a radio show, so we need a place with a lot of activity and a lot of characters.
Oh.
You need a town with characters in it.
Well, when you're camping, there's a lot of people in campgrounds that are characters.
Now you've hit on something, because I have said that if we could go to a nice, big campsite where a lot of RVs are, you're going to get stories from people who've been everywhere. Those are some great stories.
You're right. And we have a pop-up camper, and I love to take my kids, and it's just, it's so much fun to just sit around the fire and, you know, look at other people's camper.
You know.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, we could go up Cleveland one night, takes 11 hours, and then go up to Niagara Falls and over and come down.
You know what? Niagara Falls would
actually
be awesome.
I actually think this RV campsite idea, if you could map it out so you got a hook up, and we'd have to take some people along who knew that crap.
Knew that, and also make reservations ahead of time, because that would really
But that's where your characters are. See, that to me would be the fun of RVing, is meeting these people. Because the people I know who do it, they say that's the biggest hoot there is. You get all out.
Everybody is so social. They go walking around in the evening with a cocktail and stop. And
it's like boaters in a marina.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all nice.
Exactly.
You know, nobody's in a bad mood. Everybody's on vacation. One more quick one from Ron, then we're going outdoors with Ned Spurk. Hello, Ron.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You're on.
Yeah, in years past, I used to go out that southwest route out to Death Valley.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's an RV place, and there's a resort there, and you'd be surprised the activity that's bustling around there this time of year.
All right, Ron. We'll take that into consideration. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Call to see if Ned works out. I think he's going to. Well, you'll be the judge. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. Jenna Vesey had a huge year. You've been on here about 7 years. Business is great. I like for him to believe that, but the truth is, with or without us, this is such a jewelry store. It is such a different jewelry store. It is a jewelry store that has its basis and foundation in a guy named Michael Genovese, who's been in the business for over 40 years and would have been out of business had he not found a way to give people spectacular jewelry at a great price. Value. Get your money's worth. Whether you spend $200,000 or $200,000, you want to feel like you got some jewelry that's worth every dollar you paid. Jewelry you're proud to own. They got a lot of repeat business. If you go in there any time, you're going to hear the customers asking, the people that work there asking customers, oh, did your son ever get married? How's that new baby? And you can just tell these people have been, and what a wonderful place to feel like you're in the cream of the
622.
Well, last week we introduced our new album. He had along by telephone Bill Dance. And I'm stalling now because our producer, Dan Strauss, was supposed to have Ned on the line and on hold. And
I think maybe he's calling.
He's calling him now. He should have called him 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I think Ned's calling now.
That's Dan, and that's Ned. He is our new host. He does not have a sponsor yet. We're going to fix that if it... And the reaction I got was that people...
He'll grow on people.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go outdoors with Ned Spurk.
Hey.
Outdoors, Ned. Ned, how are you?
I am great. How are you all?
We're doing great, too. Time in the boat.
Oh, my
You're
goodness.
In your 50s, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Right,
let me tell you something. I hope we do this every Thursday because it's what I love. I love to talk about the outdoors. There's not much, you know, going on this time of year.
All right, good talking to you.
No, thank you. No.
Oh, he's not finished?
No. No.
Are we done?
Well, when you said there's nothing going on, I thought that was
Oh, you thought that was it?
Yeah.
No. Well, you know, I mean, you can catch a bass or a crappie in some of the impoundments and stuff. I mean, there's some fishing. I fish all year long, but, you know, a lot of people are kind of wimpy fishermen.
Well, and let me mention something, because you told me a couple of years ago, you crappie fish.
I do.
In, like, February.
Oh, absolutely.
And you go down
good.
On the Merrimack with a cane pole.
Well, not a cane pole. It's a... it's a fly rod with a little spinning reel on it.
Fine fly rod.
Yeah.
you in the middle.
The beaver this time of year. There's no limit on those, by the way.
I've been trying.
And those are... And that season, plan a trip, whether it's a hunting or a fishing trip, and go down next week, starting Tuesday, to the St. Louis Boat and Sport Show.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the Ed Jones Dome. Man, that's fun. Get together with your buddies, plan a trip, get down there and book it. I mean, it's a great place to do that. You know the other thing you can do down there? Buy stuff. Man, I like to buy stuff.
Well, that's half the fun is the vendors and the guys who gather around like a carnival. Mm-hmm. And they go, watch this, and they'll do demonstrations of boat waxes.
The Zipco 9000.
Oh, yeah. The Zipco 9000 is going to be there.
No,
the kids can fish. That's a fun deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something that Ima and I do all the time, too. And this is...
people shouldn't laugh at her.
Well, I know. I'm not in a room. I don't know.
Well, you know, people made fun of her when she was single because her maiden name was
Ima.
Now,
that is funny.
Take it from me. She is a good one.
So we go, and other thing to do outdoors, which is really fun with or without the kids. Howard Motor Home, M.B. Thomas, Byerly. They got recipes. They got clickable maps where you can figure out, hey, if you want to go in eastern Tennessee, and it'll plan your trip for you. And it's fun. I mean, it's really a neat thing.
All right, give them those websites again because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get home and have all kinds of emails. Can't answer them all, so give them the websites again.
It's www.goRVing.
R-V-I-N-G.
That's right, .com or www.gocampingamerica.com.
All right.
And here's the other thing I'd like to do. If this thing works out and you know, I'm able to stay on your show, which, you know, I know the power of the Big Five.
Yeah, we don't even know if we're able to stay
on
your show.
That's true. That's true. But if it works out, I'd like to get, if people would write me and give me some fun, interesting outdoor experiences that they've had, and if I read it on their show, on the show, oh, I would send them a T-shirt.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of T-shirt?
Kidding you? It's great.
You know what? End of October, we're working toward it. We'll let you know.
Oh man, it'll be fun. I mean, we did it two or three times last year, and like I say, you click on these sites, and it'll give you the floor plan of the RV and how much it is, and it's a neat deal.
All right, now listen, the the T-shirt. It's not a dirty T-shirt, is it?
No.
Not one of those Big Johnson T-shirts.
No, it's not. It's very nice. Has a nice sentiment on it. It's got Outdoors Net on there, and it says, expose yourself to nature.
Oh, I like that.
Wow, that's very nice.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. But if you'll send me your name and your Outdoors story to nedsperk@hotmail.com. That's M-A-I-L.
Okay, N-E-D-S-P-E-R-K.
That's
like
right.
It's on nedsperk@hotmail.com.
M-A-I-L.
.com.
Yeah.
And the reason you clarify that is because you are considered by the ladies to be a hot male.
You've talked to Ima.
I talked to Ima. She was a good one. Again, it's nedsperk@hotmail.com and goRVing.com. And what was that camping one?
The camping one was www.gocampingamerica.com.
All right, Ned, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, Ned Spurk.
Bye,
everybody. Cut him off. I think he's going to be all right.
I like him.
I like him. He's got a lot of good stuff. All right, 4 o'clock. It will be. Joe Hipperson will tell us what to do this weekend in a few minutes. Big 550.
From ABC News.
I think anything over 250 today would be considered up. That's if I had to pick a number. These houses start in the 320s, and they've got a lot of woods at Boulder Ridge. Some of the home sites are up to an acre. Sales office is open on site. This place is, if you take Interstate 70 in St. Charles County out to Highway Z, you go west to Z and then go south about a half mile. And it's on the right, so it's real close to Interstate 70.
Across the street from where I shot my first quail.
Well, that is
exactly.
A great story.
Isn't that great? That's true.
That's a great story.
It's true.
I'm just wondering.
I hope Pete is not listening.
Yeah. I don't care if they are.
They have a ranch. They have a story and a half that you can take a look at. They have wooded and walk-out home sites, 3-car garages. You know how I feel about that. I think a 2-car garage for almost anybody, unless you live by yourself, one person, then you need a 2-car garage. 2 people, 3 people need a 3-car garage. I've never heard anybody say, we just have too much garage space. You'll never hear that. You'll never hear that. Great wood-burning fireplaces, Anderson Windows, Tyvek Home Wrap, again from the 320s. And for more information, you go to trhughes.com. T.R. Hughes is St. Charles County's premier home builder. All right, phones are all lit up again. Let's get to them. Hello, Nathan. How are you?
Hey, Frank and gang. I've called in a bit about a year since I called. Still listening on the side, though, but your topic today about road trips. Made me want to call and tell you about one of my favorite places.
All right, and we like to have people only call about once a year, so this is perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, gang, before I start that too, AMMPA.
There you go.
I would highly recommend, at least considering, Georgetown, Colorado. It's about 45 miles west of Denver on Interstate 70. It's an old silver mining town. And it is real close to a lot of other silver mining areas, and like Leadville, Idaho Springs, Black Hawk. It's Georgetown, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with the place about 1998, and I get out there about three or four times a year. As a matter of fact, I've even mentioned some of my good friends own the second hotel out there. There's one other place there, but they have a hotel right there, and I told them about your radio show and even sent them some tapes that I made one time, too, because I thought about talking to you.
Well, if you did that, there's no way they're going to let us stay there.
There's a lot of color there. They have an Old West bar called Red Ram. And I maintain, just out of friendship, and they let me stay free, too, but I do their little website for them. It's called GeorgetownMountainInn.com. Okay. And there's a lot of links there, a lot of history, a lot of historical buildings. The people who are good friends of mine out there would love to have people, Big 550 listeners out there, I'm sure. But if you get a chance or if you want me to email you some more information, yeah, a lot of color, a lot of musicians out in that area. If any of you remembered a John Denver movie, it was called A Christmas Gift.
Yeah.
It was filmed out there.
Wow.
And if you get a copy of that and take a look at it, you'll get a real feel for the Old West kind of town. Like I said, a lot of really colorful people out there. People used to work in a circus for years and years, had run a business out there. Like a lot of talent, even though it's a real small area, there's a lot of talent. It's only about 17...
You know where you need to send this information. What's Craig Unger's email address? Is it? Does anybody know? You know what? I hate to know this, but we don't email each other here. But his
Sarah
name
might
is,
be able to give
his name is Craig. If you call the main number, 453-5500, ask Sarah to give you Craig's email address. Send that to him because he's actually the guy who will end up putting this whole thing together.
I'll do that. And if you want to see, like I said, what the area looks like, there are a lot of links there. There's an old train there, historical train. If you look at GeorgetownMountainInn.com, and there's a lot of links there, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of colorful characters.
Well, and I don't want to forget about this as months go by. There are going to be so many places, if we're not careful, we forget them. So if you'll shoot that to Craig, if you go to KTRS.com,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You'll find Craig's name listed in the contacts. Just shoot it to him and put the subject on there. Put Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Road Trip, or put Frank's Road Trip, and he'll know what it's about and he'll save it.
Yeah, and if this ever worked out, I will definitely follow up on that too, Frank.
All right, Nathan.
But I'll make sure that I'm out there at the time or follow you guys out or something. So I'm going to be back out there the last week of this month.
Okay.
So
and listen, do me a favor. Ask your friends that you sent the tape to. Ask them if they enjoyed the show. If they say no, say, well, these people are different people.
Yeah.
The people are coming out.
They already listened to it. I can already tell you that. And they trust my opinion, and I trust their opinion. And just some fantastic people in the whole little town out there. And you feel like you go back in time. And it would be a fantastic place for the Big 550 to be exposed to a lot of the local color in that, too. So I will definitely follow up on it and send you a link. And if you get a chance, check out the website I mentioned, or just do a Google search for Georgetown, Colorado, and it'll bring up all kinds of information for you. If you go out there one time, you'll go back again.
All right. I love places like that, and that's the best thing you can say about a place is that if you say you go once, you will go back, because we've all been places where we know we're never going again.
Yeah.
You say, you know what, I'm glad I did it once, but I'd never go back. And
the other thing, too, I don't want to take up too much more time, but it is so close to so many other really neat towns. Idaho Springs makes a beer called Tommy Knocker Beer. You can go there and you can do a broadcast from the brewery, I'm sure. It's a restaurant, and you look out onto the brewery, and they give free samples, too, Frank.
Wow, we're not big on free stuff, but, hey, Nathan, I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll follow up on that. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
See, that's the kind of place that, you know, most people don't know about. We got Joe Hipperson in about 3 minutes. Let's go to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Frank, I need Dr. Karen.
She's
Sean.
Right here for you, Karen.
Yes, Sean.
Karen, ask Frank to take his headphones off for just a minute.
Okay, they're off.
Better watch.
Yeah, they're off.
Oh,
Frank?
Off.
Yeah.
Frank?
Oh, no, you don't have them off. Okay,
let me take them off.
Okay. Frank?
Let's go.
Frank? Okay, he's got them off.
Okay. On one of our trips, let's go to Tennessee and visit somebody's teacher and church group.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I think that would be the most excellent show.
Well, here's the problem.
Find out.
I was listening. Here's the problem.
You're listening.
Of course
you're
listening, Sean.
All of my teachers committed suicide. And And the
and
church.
And he's so old, they otherwise are dead.
Oh, yeah, the preacher and the church people are all dead.
Is your
so,
buddy Dana still living around?
No.
Hey, that'd be good broadcasting.
No. And understand, too, I only lived there till I was 15, so there's not much that happened there.
Little bitty kid,
no real stories there. But
all
good,
right.
good try, Sean.
All right, thanks.
Take it
bye,
easy.
Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I know you don't have much time before your next segment, but I wanted to give a vote for Ned. You said you were looking for listener input.
Yeah.
The guy's my new hero, and I think you should keep him on.
Oh, he's going to be great. Yeah. We're actually kidding, because we know he's going to be great. And he does know the outdoors.
Well, I distinctly heard him say, the words came right out of his mouth, that he and Ima did it two or three times last year, and he's my new hero.
Yeah. Wow.
This guy's got it all.
Yeah.
Outdoors and indoors. All right.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think Ned's birth's going to work out just fine. I'm not too sure about this guy. He's still trying out, actually. His name is... I'll tell you his name after I tell you that he is hip on entertainment. Now I think you know who it is, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, John, thank you very much. Of course, a big thank you to Steamatic of St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, commercial, residential. They do it all and better than anybody. Call today for a free estimate, 314-434-4600.
All right, Joe, Dan told me off the air that you've got some Warner Brothers story before you do what's going on this weekend in St. Louis. Is that something you want to share with us?
Well, actually, that was going to be my last little bit for the segment is the Warner Brothers.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, I just want to let you know it's okay if you throw that in there.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's talk about the movies opening up this weekend. We got three big films opening up at a theater near you. Two of them are family fun. The third is an R-rated supernatural exciting roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I stumbled a bit there.
Easy for you to say.
I got nervous. You said I'm still trying out.
Yeah.
Okay, the two family fun films,
we all
Son are. Of the Mask and Because of Winn-Dixie. I'll keep it pretty simple. If you want to actually enjoy watching a movie with your family, then go see Because of Winn-Dixie. If you want to suffer through the worst film released so far this year, then check out Son of the Mask.
Ooh.
Winn-Dixie is a heartwarming story about a little girl getting a dog that helps her make friends.
Now, is the Winn-Dixie the grocery store chain?
No, it's a dog.
Oh.
Son of the Mask is just plain bad.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
That's what Reggie said.
It looks bad. Just even the trailers look bad.
Very bad. The third film is the thrilling supernatural roller coaster, Constantine.
Whoa.
Reggie broke down Constantine for you guys the other day. Keanu Reeves is stuck in the middle of a demon versus angel royal rumble on Earth.
I hate that.
Now,
yeah.
If you took out all of the religious themes of this film, you would swear you were watching The Matrix Part 4.
It looks like it.
Seriously,
preview,
great film. Great film. Well worth the price of admission. There's only one drawback. It's a lot like The Mummy and The Mummy Returns in its use of CGI imagery. When things are exploding and people are being thrown through walls, it looks 100% real. Great special effects. But when you see demons or scary monsters, then you know it's 100% computer generated. Some people don't care about that. Some people do. I'm here to give you the heads up.
Well, he gave it his first ever. I think this is the one he gave 3 3/4.
Yeah.
So pretty good recommendation.
If you don't feel like seeing a brand new release and you want to save a couple of bucks, you guys remember when there used to be dollar shows?
Yep.
All right. You can spend a buck or two and see a movie in the theater a month or two after its official theatrical release. Well, in South County, the old Keller 8 Cinema has been doing just that for a couple of months, and prices are great.
With movies going to
DVD so soon, now you can see a film that was basically just in major theaters for a lot less than when it opened.
Now, is this all they play, or do they play current movies at regular prices?
No, they play are movies that have been out for maybe just a couple months, maybe 2 months, and they charge just way less than you would get somewhere else. The Keller 8 Cinema this weekend is showing SpongeBob SquarePants the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Carter, which was just in major theaters.
Yeah.
Lemony Snicket, National Treasure, Ocean's 12, Closer, Flight of the Phoenix, The Incredibles, and Ray. Before 6 p.m., all shows are $3. After 6 p.m., they're only $3.50. Now, Ray is out on DVD. Everybody's talking about Ray. Instead of spending $20 to go buy it, or renting it and watching it at home, you can pay less, than a very well-priced McDonald's value meal and see it on the big screen. Just my recommendation, if you're looking to see a movie this weekend, but you don't want to see something that just came out, don't want to spend too much money, go to the Keller Aid Plaza.
All right, and is it a state-of-the-art? I mean, the sound system is good, and it's not some old rundown theater.
I took my son and I went to go see Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban there. We had seen it when it first came out. He really wanted to see it again before it came out on DVD. I took him to see it, and I thought it was great. It's not stadium seating.
I think that's
regular seating, but the sound's good. The picture's huge, and it's a lot of fun.
That's a nice
really
theater.
Cheap, and the concessions are unbelievably cheap.
That's where you and I went to see Conehead. Remember when
really?
It opened?
Yeah.
It was a decent theater.
Yeah. Conehead.
Okay.
Concerts this weekend. Tonight at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino, you can see one of the greatest tribute bands ever. Elevation, a tribute to U2. If you're in a tribute mood and you're upset that Led Zeppelin probably won't be getting back together anytime soon, hit Pops on Saturday night for Zoso, a Led Zeppelin tribute. If you want to take a road trip down south, you can see Gene Love and Special Sauce at the Blue Note on Saturday. Actually, G Love and Special Sauce, great band. If you want to go out and have a couple of drinks and a good time, G Love and Special Sauce, a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a group that's not quite Led Zeppelin. They're close. Steel Zeppelin.
Hey, Joe, as a young hip member of society, can you tell me, I've never thought about this, what does U2 stand for?
Man,
yeah,
I wish I could say, but really, I mean, U2 has been around since the late 70s. So
I know, but I've never heard where they got
the
that name.
You know what, though? That's a good question. Why is it U2? Why did they name it that? Was it the spy plane? Wasn't that the Gary Powers? Was that
know.
A was that
maybe
a U2?
Maybe it has something to do with Y-O-U.
Maybe it means you also.
T-O-O.
Yeah.
I can tell you how the British band UB40 got their name.
All right, how?
They were all in an unemployment office together. They were all musicians that couldn't make a buck, so they all never met before, went to an unemployment office. They had to fill out a form. The form they filled out was Form UB40. They all sat around waiting to talk to somebody. They all talked to each other, realized, hey, we should be a band. They became a band, UB40. They covered an Elvis song, made a lot of money. If you want a great show and a free CD, then go hit the Sheldon Concert Hall tonight for the CD release party of Hanser McClellan. The Russell Malone Quartet are playing jazz at the Bistro all weekend long, 8:30 p.m., 10:15 shows. You can also see a fresh 21st century ballet version of the classic Cinderella at the fabulous Fox Theater Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, God, yes!
I love ballet.
Hey, anybody know about the Great Guinness Toast?
What?
The Great Guinness Toast.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Since 1993, Guinness, the guys with the beer that looks like motor oil but tastes as sweet as heaven in a glass, have had a day where they all aim to break records by having as many people as possible raise their glasses in unison. Tomorrow is that day. There are many locations in St. Louis where you can visit to partake in the toast. I'll run down the list real quick. Of course, if I say it too fast, you didn't get to write it down, just drop me an email, hip2p@yahoo.com, and I'll tell you the list right there. Barristers, Danny O'Toole's, Dave and Buster's, Dressel's, Flannery's, both Growler's Pub locations, all the Houlihan's locations, McGurk's, both Llewellyn's Pubs, Maggie O'Brien's, Nick's Pubs, O'Leary's, O'Malley's, Roddy McCool's, Seamus, McDaniel's, Timothy's, and the Trainwreck Saloon at Westport Plaza.
And what is this at a certain time of day?
At a certain time, everyone has to get a glass of Guinness, raise it in the air, toast, take a sip, and they try and tabulate how many people at that exact time were toasting all over the world.
Well, wait a second. What a great idea, and I wonder who came up with this.
Maybe the Guinness people.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody buy our beer and toast at the same time. Well,
page one in the Guinness book.
Well,
how
genius is this?
Yeah, next week it's Miller Lite.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of like saying, hey, okay, I want everybody to get a Chevy Silverado, and we're going to hit the horns at noon. Good idea. For the Chevy people.
First, get a Chevy Silverado.
And great idea for the Guinness people.
Yep.
If people will do it, good for them. They'll sell a lot of beer.
And last but not least.
Come on.
Here's a big story. Bugs Bunny is dead.
That
Wascally Wabbit that we have all known and loved for decades will never be seen the same way again.
What?
Warner Brothers has decided that the Looney Tunes can no longer compete with the style of cartoons that kids watch today. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Wile E. Coyote, the Tasmanian Devil, and the Roadrunner are the first ones to be redrawn. They've been blasted 400 years into the future, and now they have superpowers.
Please.
Not a joke, not a lie. I am 100% honest. The new look is pretty tough to explain over the radio, and it's really hard right now to find a picture. I'm pretty sure it'll be everywhere real soon. However,
and there's always a however in life.
I have a friend at Warner Brothers who sent me a copy of the promo artwork and the new look for the new Looney Tunes, who are now no longer called the Looney Tunes.
What are they called now?
Now they are called the Lunatics.
Oh, Nelly's not going to like this.
No.
Bugs Bunny?
I smell a lawsuit.
Just to give you a quick example, Bugs Bunny is now browning yellow with all white eyes.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Now, if you want a copy of the promo artwork for the new Bugs Bunny and all of his friends, which are now called the Lunatics, just email me at hip@entertainment@yahoo.com. That's hip with two P's on entertainment@yahoo.com. I will send everyone who emails me a picture of the new Looney Tunes, who are called the Lunatics. If you've emailed me before, you know I'm real good at getting back to you. I have emailed Dan, so if Dan pulls up his email sometime soon, he can show everybody.
Oh, good.
Hey, Joe,
what
the Looney Tunes
look like.
Before you get away, a very few years ago, there was we had movie theaters all across the country that had gone back to showing cartoons before the movie, and now it's gone again. Mm-hmm. What happened to that? Because, you know, and it wasn't that long ago, and I remember talking about it on the air, saying, wow, I went to a movie, and sure enough, here comes Woody Woodpecker, and then they stopped it.
I would guess there's more money in that 5 hours of commercials you have to sit through before you see a movie.
That really burns me up.
They decided to raise a box of popcorn to $14 a box now.
Yeah,
so I kill
the commercials, put the cartoon on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to do it for me today. Of course, I'd like to thank the people at Steamatic in St. Louis. They make my presence possible. Carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, commercial, residential. Guess what? They do it all. They do it better than anybody. Call today for your free estimate. Even ask about the HIP discount, 314-434-4600, or the big 550 KTRS. My name is Joe Hipperson, and I am hip on entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe. Okay, Tuesday.
All right.
Tuesday, we have the new DVDs that come out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We start our break with a break for you, a break on digital cable from Charter. It's the digital biggest package, $52.99 a month through June of 2005. That would be March, the next four months from now before the increase would kick in. And the package includes hundreds of channels, including Charter's premium movie channels like HBO, Cinemax, Stars, Encore, Showtime, and the Movie Channel. And all the local channels are included as well. And you get digital quality. You get access to Charter on demand. This, to me, is as great a feature as the programming itself. The way you can digitally stop it, start it, rewind it. And it is so much better than the old VCR days of freeze framing with that torn picture and rewinding and not being able to get exactly where you want to get. This is a tremendous piece of technology. It's called Charter On Demand. You can also get high-speed Internet service for only $29.99 a month for a year. And you get antivirus and firewall protection. It also includes a free modem lease for a year. And free installation on both these offers is available if you sign up for Charter Auto Pay. You need to get the specifics and all the details, and you can do that two ways. Toll free at 888-GET-CHARTER or go online to charter.com.
Nope.
4:33 at the Big 550. How about Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550? Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sharon. A beautiful day to fly, and traffic is on the slow side in the city. Eastbound Highway 40 heavy from west of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Right lane of northbound 55 lined up north of Park to the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70, look for heavy going, approaching the Cole Street overpass. Westbound 40 slows Hampton to Hanley. Eastbound 70, sluggish past the airport, a little heavy as you approach Mid Rivers and 79. Construction this afternoon on eastbound 44, and it's west of Hampton through east of Grant. And you may remember yesterday it was the left lane. Today it's the right lanes that are blocked on eastbound 44 there from west of Hampton to a point west of Grant. And this report brought to you by JCPenney. What's inside the JCPenney biggest star sale? Friday and Saturday only. You're the star with 20 to 50% off store wide plus an extra 15% off when you use your JCPenney card. It's all inside JCPenney. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
You've been hearing about what a great value Brentmore retirement communities have been for years, but right now Brentmore could be an extremely good value. That's because Brentmore retirement communities are celebrating their 10th anniversary by giving away $10,000 in free rent at each of their three locations. And you'll get all that Brentmore has to offer. One monthly price covers everything. Your apartment or villa home with full kitchen, meals prepared by world-class chefs, transportation to shopping and doctor appointments, and a 24-hour emergency alert system. Plus, at Brentmore, you'll even get weekly housekeeping. With the classes, concerts, trips, and a happy hour almost every night, there's always something fun to do at Brentmore. Now, compare Brentmore to any other senior living facility, and you'll find no one else offers all of these advantages for a price so reasonable. And right now, come in and take a tour and register to win $10,000 in free rent. Call 636-928-3877 to schedule a tour. But hurry, because it all ends March 1st. 636-928-3877, the Brentmore Retirement Communities. Make sure you take the tour before March 1st.
Bob and the Nation.
Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. If you have a leaky basement, you need to call EverDry Waterproofing. They have over 70,000 satisfied customers, including the co-host of the KTRS Home Improvement Show, Jim McMillan.
Well, this past January was the wettest January on record, and all that rain came right up in my basement. So I called EverDry. We decided on the option that would protect us best and then added the Easy Breeze system that expels that mildewy, stale air that just recirculates through the furnace. I figure that'll help me outlast John Shea. I dreaded what came next, but the crew EverDry sent me put me at ease. They were clean, polite, and aware that they were in our home. In 3 days, they did what I thought was the impossible. They installed the complete system. They hauled away all the mess and even vacuumed our basement stairs. We will never have a water problem again, ever.
Call 1-800-229-2107. 12 months, same as cash. EverDry Waterproofing, the most trusted name in the nation for waterproofing. That's 1-800-229-2107.
Blue Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
I recognize this. This is Cher. So what is the deal with Ozzie Smith's kid? I didn't know he called himself Nico Smith.
I didn't either.
I thought it was Osborne.
Yeah, it's Osborne Smith.
His nickname is Nico.
But on American Idol, they refer to him as Nico.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the finalists, and he's one of the 12 male finalists.
Yes, he is.
And they mentioned Nico Smith made it, and I thought, hey, that's Ozzie's kid.
He probably doesn't want to be known as Ozzie's kid.
No.
Because they'll think that... They know who he is.
Of course they
know.
Nico
or Osborne, they know he's Ozzy.
Sure.
So
have they announced that on TV?
No, but they know. There's no way they don't know it.
Wow.
There's no way.
Yes, but what I'm saying is they probably don't mention that because they want the TV audience to think that they're judging him because he's a son of a famous person.
I'll tell you what, he is good.
But if he went on national TV as Osborne Smith, only people here who know anyway would be the only ones that would ever associate it as Ozzie Smith's son.
Probably.
I don't think you would. I just didn't know he had a nickname.
I didn't know about Nico.
I guess maybe that's been his
but
nickname.
But now I am excited again about American Idol because next week it's Monday are the guys, right, the 12 guys, and then Tuesday are the 12 women, and Wednesday is
the
final show.
And I don't know his
for
name.
The week.
That heavy-set white kid who looks like a serial killer?
Yeah.
I love that kid. He looks like he's deranged, like he would kill you.
Yeah, and I think he is 28. I think this is the only year he can possibly compete because they extended the age, and I think he is 28.
Yeah, there's something about
Scott,
him.
Scott, is it? Scott Sabo or
I don't even know. Short hair, heavy-set, looks like a killer. Yeah,
he does.
There's something about him that is so completely different than any of the that I'm rooting for that guy. I hope he makes it. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888
550 KTRS. Dan will take your name, put it on the screen if you want to call. This is just a quick observation. I don't know if anybody else has ever noticed it, but I've watched the paper now 3 or 4 days in a row. And in the obituary section, when they have pictures of people in the obituary section, it's almost all white people. Now, why is that? I looked yesterday and today, one black person, and it was the same little black boy in the obituaries as yesterday. Now, you pay for that, right? Those obituaries, people pay to put those in.
To have an article there?
Well, I think just to have it listed.
I don't think so.
Funeral homes put that in there as a courtesy.
Yeah.
Okay, then what about the picture? Does that cost you if they put a picture?
I don't know, or that could be family discretion. They may not want
the
picture.
It's interesting to me that the black people apparently don't put pictures in the paper, and it kind of gives the impression if you landed here from another planet, you open the paper, you go, well, it's all white people, because look, all the deaths are all white. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things that I noticed that maybe I shouldn't notice. Let's go to the phones. What do you say? They're all ringing. Dan, I know they're all ringing, but you just keep talking to the same person. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you? Joe? Joe, I know you're there. I hear you breathing.
Oh, I'm here.
What's up?
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It does cost you to put your picture in the obituaries.
So the listing, the funeral home does, but if you want a picture, you pay.
Yes. And one other thing, they did recognize that Osborne Smith as being Osborne Smith the night he auditioned in St. Louis.
Did they recognize him by name?
They didn't recognize him.
But
and
as
they told you who he was.
They told you he was Ozzy's son?
Right.
Oh, on TV. No kidding.
Yeah. The night that he auditioned
okay.
in St. Louis, they showed it on TV.
Hmm.
From St. Louis.
See, I actually think that if I were him, I'd rather that not be the case because I'd hate to think that I was kicked out because they didn't want anybody to think they were showing favoritism. I think it works against you.
Well, it does, too.
Yeah, I would always feel like, man, I hope they let me make it on my own talent, and two things don't happen. One, I don't slide through because I'm his kid, or worse, I get thrown out because the judges don't ever want people to think, well, his dad had some pull, so they kick him out when they should have left him in.
Hey, Joe, did they identify it on American Idol?
On the show itself.
Oh, okay.
The night that they had the auditions for St. Louis.
All right.
Wow.
And, you know, the other young lady from St. Louis is one of Bosley's kids.
Yeah, related to Freeman Bosley.
Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't know that till last night. Yeah. He's right about
some
that.
Some gal named Alana Lowy or Hawaii or something like that.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Well, I just want to make one more comment about Larry Connors.
Sure.
I kept watching that thing hoping I'd have a repeat of Ed Ames and Johnny Carson with the taser.
Oh.
Did they hit him in the nuts?
Misfire.
Yeah.
You know what?
He had a curl his hair.
And let me tell you something. There's two tremendous pieces of pain there.
Oh.
One, getting zapped, and two, pulling the barb out.
Oh.
You know it. Hey, gotta go, Frank. Take it easy.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, wouldn't that have been something?
Going in, too.
Oh. Yeah. They misfired. Hello, Ken.
Evening. Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Just like to back up what Joe's saying, the Post doesn't give away anything for free. Maybe if you're down in a town like Steelville or something like that, you might get your old bit for free, but you pay for everything, the Post.
Yeah, it's included in your funeral home charge.
Yeah, if you want, you pay extra for it, really.
Yeah.
It's not really included. You're paying for it.
Well, how much is it nowadays to have your obituary put in the paper?
It seemed like it was like $75 or something like that.
And that's without a picture?
That's without a picture.
Then add a picture. Do you know how much that is?
I don't know. It seemed like it was ridiculous.
We're kind of interested because we're starting to put together a fund for Terry's obituary.
We want to know how much we need.
Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Ken. And here's Rose, everybody. Hello, Rose.
Hi there, and actually, he stole my thunder. But I want to tell you, any of you, since you are all celebrities,
they would run
your picture with an article, and you wouldn't have to pay a penny.
Rose, can I tell you something? And I'm a realist about this. I don't think that there would be a story if any of us kicked the bucket. I think
there would be a few.
Page 16.
No.
A few did.
Yeah. Radio. There wouldn't be anything on us, but there would
you
be.
You are
on
so
you.
Wrong.
No, and here's this. You know this Nan Wyatt thing,
yes.
where Karen Foss is now going to go and talk to her husband who killed her. My observation of that is, the Larry Connors thing got a lot of talk because the Larry Connors story is a mass appeal story because everybody can either be entertained or informed by him getting zapped with a taser. The difference between that and this other story is, if you remember when she was killed, and it was a horrible thing, but it's not like somebody that was very, very famous. Radio people are only famous to the people who listen to that show. Anybody in the radio business, take any single person in radio, and 85 to 90% of the people living in St. Louis don't know who you are. And they said that all of the cops on the scene that night, when they found out who it was, not one of them knew who she was, because they didn't happen to listen. And that's the difference between radio and television. You know, it'd be hard to find somebody in town who didn't know who Dick Ford was, or Larry Connors was, or Vicki Newton, or Karen Foss. But radio is a whole different animal, because there are so many stations that the hardcore listeners, the followers who follow a personality, know who it is. But most people have no idea who you're talking about. It's just a different thing. It's not the celebrity status of TV.
Well, let's just hope we don't have to find that out for a long time.
Well, I don't want to open the paper and see mine in there. I'll tell you that.
I can guarantee you that one.
Rose, how old are you?
I am 64 this week.
Favorite age.
Oh,
favorite
happy
age.
Birthday, Rose.
You sound like you're 34.
Really?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rose. Thanks. All right, now we have Tanya. Is it Tanya or Tanya? Tanya, I bet.
This is Tanya.
Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was wondering if anybody... Oh, I need the problem solver.
Well, then you need us, because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Well, I drive 55 South every morning to take my son to school,
mm-hmm.
and I see a billboard advertising the Robert E. Lee Dinner Riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it advertises lunches also, but I was trying to call them to see what kind of dining it was, if it was casual or formal,
mm-hmm.
and if they would be open, what their hours are. And I'm not finding the phone number in the directory assistance or the phone book.
That's because they're fairly new. That's Dan Francis. He just opened it. Is that down in Kimswick?
They moved it
down into outside of the St. Louis area.
Down around Kimswick, I think.
Yeah. Did you go online to check, search Robert E. Lee's, if you have a website?
You know, I didn't. We're kind of behind the times.
Here's the other thing I bet you could do. Just call the Kimswick Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
Okay.
And they'll put you in touch. They'll have their number.
All right.
Or you know what? Call the Kimswick Police Department. They'll have it, too. They'll have it. I love your voice.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You want to go on a motorhome trip with me in October?
I would love to.
All right.
Now, how many you got?
Five women. Five women and me in a motorhome.
Beautiful.
This is working out. Barrier.
This is working out great. All right, Tanya, good luck with that. If you have trouble and can't find them, call us back. We'll go to work on it.
I'll be happy to.
All right, Tanya.
Thank you.
We've done it again.
Did you hear what I heard in her voice?
Oh,
yeah, I heard a southern accent.
What?
Infatuation.
She could hardly
contain herself.
I don't think that's what I heard.
She's planning that trip with me.
I just heard a southern accent. It was cute.
Wait a minute. You know who you sound like? Kevin Slayton.
I know. Being the bell.
You sound like Kevin Slayton and Scarlett O'Hara.
I just heard a southern accent.
No, he's not here anymore. He's in another place.
He's not?
Hello, Carla. How are you?
Hi. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
The picture in the obituary is $100.
Oh. Mm,
really?
Yes.
It's like the size of a postage stamp.
That seems
yes,
wrong.
It is.
That's just me. That seems wrong.
Why
my dad's
wrong?
Obit was about $250 total with the cost, with the nice article and a nice little description and then a picture. It was expensive.
So you can pay to have an article, a separate article besides the obituary?
Sure.
Those are like $1,000.
Yeah, you can buy a whole page if you want. You can buy space in the paper and put anything you want. You can do a whole page memorial if you want. That'll cost you about $6,000, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's
but it was worth it.
Yeah, I would think so. You know what? It's the last thing, one of the last things you're doing for somebody.
That's right.
All right, Carla.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Woody, we're good on time, right?
Right.
Let me grab one more. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw the Larry Connors thing, and I'm thinking that, you know, if you were in the wintertime and you had even on just a leather jacket or something, that barb would never make it through to the skin. I mean, Larry only had on a little lightweight shirt.
The barbs actually, the projection is pretty high velocity, and they will penetrate some very thick clothing.
If they have a jacket on, could you aim for the leg if you just had pants on?
Sure. Oh, I think it'll go through the leather jacket.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, if you if you aim for the leg, yeah. But I mean, you think about the wintertime, how you get bundled up.
Yeah, and I think what happens in a case like that is that's what they do is they go for the leg, take the legs out from under you. But you got a good point. You're better off to do your robberies in the winter.
Well, if you do it in the winter, you got a chance for Ed Ames access.
That's right.
Put on a bunch of layers.
So the moral of this story is do your robberies in the wintertime and all your crime in the winter because the taser won't get through your hooded sweatshirt.
Well, the way I do it is I just give up.
Hey, what if you got that thing in your shot in your eye? and the barb went in your eye, and then they zap you in the eyeball.
Or in your mouth.
Eye would be worse. Hey, Joe, thank you for the call.
Okay, see ya.
So that's how cruel I am. Depending on how bad the guy was, if he's really a bad guy, hold him down, shoot him in the eye.
Oh, goodness.
And then squeeze it again and juice him right in the eyeball.
Yeah.
But by then,
it would be in his brain.
Then pull the barb out and shoot him in the wiener. Just to make sure you got him good.
Now you're, man. And then have to pull that out. Hey, you want a break before Bill Clevelin? We're going to take a quick break. Let me sell a vacuum cleaner, and then we're going to do a quick break, and Bill Clevelin will be here to take us up top of the hour. The terrific offer from Oreck. Heard David Oreck on earlier today on this station, and he's naming some of the finest hotels in the country. And these are hotels that all use the Oreck vacuum cleaners. You can have one, too. There was a time when I think people thought, and maybe it actually was true, they only sold to commercial establishments, but now I think everybody knows you can own the world's greatest vacuum cleaner. And right now, a great offer where if you will take in any old upright vacuum cleaner, whether it runs or not, the bag can be torn off, doesn't matter. Just take it in, no matter what shape it's in, they'll give you $100, up to $100 off on the XL21. This is their top-of-the-line vacuum cleaner, warrantied and maintained free for 21 years. Or you can get $50 straight in on the XL Ultra that has an 8-year warranty with 8 free yearly inspections and tune-ups. And in stock now, Oreck air purifiers. You buy one, you get another one for half off. 0% financing, 12 months interest-free for qualified customers. And there are 7 St. Louis area Oreck home care centers. And when you get in there, take a little time to look around at the other great Oreck home care products. Oreck and your 7 St. Louis area home care centers.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
In 1993, Ultimate
Blue Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport, or visit www.fuse.com.
457 at the Big 550. Here's Paul Ford from the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Trouble spots are where, Paul?
Well, we got some slow going, Karen, on westbound 40. It's heavy approaching Hampton through Hanley Road. Eastbound 270 slows at McDonald Boulevard through 170. Eastbound 44, we've got that construction between Hampton and Kings Highway. The right lanes are slow through there and a slow pocket. Also, eastbound 40 west of Hampton, we had a report of a stall earlier. Westbound 44 looks good approaching Lindbergh at 270. South 270, not bad. Heavy at Olive. Sluggish approaching Manchester. And 44. This report of service at McDonald's. Come in today, enjoy a classic filet of fish sandwich, a golden crispy fish filet with American cheese and special tartar sauce on a steamed bun, only at McDonald's. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Landing Jet Chopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Howdy, Bill.
You guys hear the NHL season's been canceled?
What?
What?
They apparently canceled the entire hockey
season. Oh, wait till this station hears about it. We're the voice of the Blues.
Oh, that's terrible.
Apparently the two sides were pretty far apart. The players kept demanding dental coverage.
Oh!
And Monday is President's Day, and President Bush, he's pretty excited about the whole thing. He says when he walks out of the White House next week, if he sees a shadow, he gets 6 more weeks of vacation. Aren't we all so proud this lawyer that's suing Donald Trump's TV show is right here from good old St. Louis. He's apparently suing the producers of The Apprentice and wants to establish that Americans with Disabilities Act protection should extend to TV shows. You know, if they don't think they allow handicaps on that show, maybe they've never seen Donald Trump's hair.
His handicap.
Yeah. And Michael Jackson, I know you heard he left a Santa Monica, California hospital yesterday after a bout with the flu. He will return to the courtroom next week. Doctors told Michael to get plenty of rest, drink lots of liquids, and lay off the 14-year-old.
You know what? You've practically indicted him and condemned him and basically called him a pedophile when he hasn't been proven yet.
Yeah, right, that's not fair of me, is it?
It's not fair.
No. Yeah, finally this afternoon. Like he's a weirdo. Speaking of Michael Jackson, you've probably heard about the potential witness list. Over 370 people on the list. Stevie Wonder, one of the many celebrities on that list. Stevie expected to swear under oath that not once did he ever see Michael touch a kid. Yeah, the Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, 652-3456. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Bill. There he goes, and here comes the news, followed by the Playhouse and a joke I have never told before. Whoa. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Two measures today that may significantly affect your pocketbook. First, your right to sue if you think you've been hurt by a product or service. President Bush has long believed class action suits, where a few customers can sue on behalf of all of them, have gotten out of hand. Well, today the House passed a bill kicking the biggest of those suits out of state courts into federal courts.
By shifting many class action lawsuits into federal court, sponsors, including Jim Moran of Virginia, say this measure will cut down on frivolous cases where lawyers pick a state most likely to give them a win.
It is a reasonable compromise designed to address what is an abuse of the judicial system.
But critics warn it will close the courthouse door to many families injured by big corporations which produce unsafe products. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
And on deck, a bankruptcy bill making it harder for people to wipe away their debts has passed the Senate Judiciary Committee. Credit card companies have been pushing hard for that bill. A woman's charges against Bill Cosby made it to the front page, but they won't make it to court. ABC's Aaron Katursky is live with that. Aaron?
Yeah, Gil, a woman accused the entertainer of inappropriate touching, but prosecutors in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, have decided there is a lack of credible evidence to support criminal charges. The district attorney says a conviction under the circumstances of this case would be unattainable. The woman may file a civil suit against Bill Cosby. Gil.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live in New York. President Bush has picked the man he wants to be the nation's first national intelligence chief. John Negroponte is the man. Right now, he is ambassador to Iraq. Now, maybe your genes show that you have a higher risk than others of breast cancer or heart disease. Well, the Senate today passed a bill banning employers or insurers from using that information. This bill may have a harder time in the House, though, where business groups have been fighting it. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow fell 80.5 points today, the S&P down 9.5, the NASDAQ down 26. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey folks, it's John Madden here to give you what every homeowner wants, a really good excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 19th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only, you can save 20% on whatever you can fit in the bag. That's right. If it fits in the Ace Hardware sale bag, you save 20%. It's the best excuse ever. So come in this Saturday only, February 19th, and save big. Ace, the helpful place.
Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside a bag. See participating store for details. Additional exclusive supply. One bag per customer.
Hello from the road, folks. You know, with the weather getting warmer, I'm getting out more, a lot more. So I'm staying at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotel. I earn double Easy Choice stamps for nights or double airline miles for flights. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night, maximum 10 stamps per stay, or double airline miles or credits for qualifying stays between February 1st and April 30th, 2005. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Investigators still following leads in the apparent hit-and-run accident involving a woman whose body was found on Route N in Franklin County.
We've received a few phone calls of people that feel they may have seen something significant, and we're checking into those now. We haven't really come up with anything concrete yet, just basically running down leads, and we're still trying to determine what type of vehicle was involved.
Sheriff Gary Telke tells KTRS News they are working with vehicle debris that was found on the road where the woman was hit. She's identified as 43-year-old Janine Starbuck of Lake Arrowhead. A former nurse at St. Luke's Hospital faces prison time after pleading guilty to misuse of a Social Security number. U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says 53-year-old Doris Odin Unmi used patient information to obtain credit.
She worked in the unit that for patients that had neurological problems. She was able to access their records. She opened up credit card accounts with their credit information at Best Buy's. And Neiman Marcus were two of the stores that she did it at.
Odin Unmi will be sentenced in June. She faces up to 5 years in prison. A consent decree placed on elections in the city of St. Louis has been lifted.
The decree was placed on the city after voting problems in the November 2000 elections. Board of Elections Chairman Dario Gamboro talks about changes implemented.
The primary change that we have made at the board, I think, is the atmosphere that the board and the employees operate under, and the attitude that they take.
The commissioner stressed that anyone who wants to vote should call the board to find out if they are registered, and if not, go through the proper procedures to register. Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
Actor Danny Glover and hundreds of other peace activists will be in St. Louis this weekend setting strategy. They're part of the United for Peace and Justice group. Their spokesman is Bill Dobbs.
This is the largest gathering of peace and justice or anti-war groups that has happened since the election. And we're going to not only set strategy, we're going to meet our colleagues from around the country and also plan actions that are going to bring this war and occupation to an end.
Dobbs tells KTRS News his group represents more than 1,000 groups nationwide. Danny Glover will be speaking this weekend at St. Louis University. The time and date for that hasn't been set. The Missouri House has passed a tort reform bill which limits the amount of money that victims could win in medical malpractice and injury lawsuits. The vote 106-53, a top priority for Governor Blunt. He'll be at St. Anthony's Medical Center tomorrow talking about the issue with local doctors. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day down 81, the NASDAQ was down 26, and the S&P down 9. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 25, and tomorrow sunshine with a high of 43 degrees. Right now at Lambert Field, it's partly cloudy and 41 degrees. I'm Brian Helsworth, and you're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thank you, Brian. And we have heavy traffic southbound on 270. It's sluggish through Olive and Ladue. And then it slows right at 40 through Doherty Ferry. Looking at an accident now. This one is westbound on 40, just east of Laclede Station Road. It's all off to the shoulder, but we've got a big jam on westbound 40 from, it looks like, near Kings Highway all the way out through Hanley Road. Eastbound 270 lines up McDonald Boulevard to 170. On westbound 70, it's heavy at the airport. Sluggish as you approach Mid Rivers and Highway 79. Eastbound Highway 44, look for heavy traffic west of Hampton through Kings Highway. And that's due to construction in the right lane. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play bonus bucks, $1 raffle promotion from the Missouri Lottery through February 28th with 4 weekly drawings and $150,000 cash grand prize. It could be your ticket to Lucky Town. Call board of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Brentmore Retirement Communities are giving away $10,000 in free rent at each of their locations in Ladue, University City, and St. Peter's. For details, call 636-928-3877.
Me. We're tired of it.
Play the bonus bucks $1 raffle promotion from the Missouri Lottery, February 1st through 28th, with 4 weekly drawings and $150,000 cash grand prize drawing. It could be your ticket to Lucky Town.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Supreme suction.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
welcome to the February 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse. The Playhouse today is brought to you by a place where I'm a member. No, it's not a country club. It's First Community Credit Union. You say, how can you be a member? I have a bank. I'm not a member. I'm a customer. That's because you're at a bank. Credit Union, you're one of the owners. You're a member. It costs you a dollar. A dollar. For every account you open. I know it's a little high, but worth every one of those 100 pennies. We'll talk more about First Community Credit Union, among other things, after we do a round of introductions.
Hey!
At the control board, ladies and gentlemen, Woody Geist. Woody, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible. And hello to the chicks.
All right, here's a chick. Chick for all seasons, Karen Vale.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is here. He's the head of security for this entire show. A personal bodyguard. Rat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
I'd like to say hello to Dugface. I think she knows why.
Uh-oh, something happened.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. What is that about? She won $100 on a slot machine. Oh, now you're trying to get on.
Now you
it's
love her.
It's love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He loves her. He loves her today.
Yeah.
Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Yeah, we wish you were still with us, Bernice. Yeah, say hi to Moon. Did. And Steve, the conductor, has a birthday tomorrow. Is that right? Your birthday tomorrow? Is tomorrow your birthday?
He can't hear.
Is it not on out there?
He's out there.
He can't
leading
hear
the orchestra.
Music and he's leading the orchestra.
Well, how does he do that?
I have no idea.
Maybe we ought to drag him in today.
No, we've never had Steve in, and tomorrow's his birthday, and I think maybe we'll officially introduce everybody to Steve the conductor tomorrow. We'll see if we can't make that happen.
Wow.
And how about Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra? Yo! Playhouse is brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I'm a proud member, have been for about the last month now. And a couple of quick things. Their website, first of all, firstcommunity.com. You can find everything you want to know about First Community Credit Union. If you're old school and you haven't really looked into a credit union for years and years and years, you still may be one of those people under the impression that only certain people can belong to a credit union. Like you have to work at Anheuser-Busch to belong to this credit union or Monsanto to belong. That used to be the way. First Community Credit Union welcomes everybody. If you live in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Jefferson County, or any of the 13 surrounding counties, come on in to First Community Credit Union. Opened in 1934 as Monsanto's credit union. But now everybody is welcome. Great service. Treated like a person. Great rates. And you are one of the owners. There are no stockholders, no owners to rake it off the top. All that profit that would have gone to them goes back into the credit union, and that results in some good rates and some good service that a lot of people say you can't get at a lot of banks. No stockholders, they've never been merged. And credit union branches, they have them at key employers like United Van Lines, Express Scripts, and Monsanto. And it's a wonderful way to take care of your money, checking, saving, all the things that you get at a bank, they have at the credit union. CDs, savings account, car loan, they have it. You get a 40-year mortgage if you want. Find that somewhere else. First Community Credit Union. Become a member, would you? Or at least check into it, firstcommunity.com. All right. Got a nice letter. From a seventh grader. Dear Frank O'Pinion, my name is Lindsay. I'm a seventh grader at Annunciation School in Webster Groves. The following is an announcement for our play. Now, please include this, if you could, in your show. It says, come and have a laugh when you see our musical version of Alice in Wonderland. Annunciation seventh graders will perform this beloved fairy tale with additional characters such as a French train conductor, an entire chess set, and talking flowers.
May I stop you right there? The Alice in Wonderland story? I don't remember.
She went down in a hole,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a hole. It was some sort of hole.
What do you mean falls down a tree?
Like the inside of a tree.
A trunk?
Yeah.
Hollowed out trunk?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did she go through the looking glass?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
Well,
that's why you have to go see her.
Lindsay, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's right. She went through the mirror.
If you're...
I think she did.
Is it a looking glass?
A tree, a looking glass, or a mirror?
Well, a looking glass is a mirror.
All we know is she went down.
Here you are all equally worthless.
We have no idea what we're talking about. Lindsay, I'm sorry we butchered this like this. It says you'll hear lively gospel choir and you'll see Humpty Dumpty fall. Come and take an eventful ride with us on the Choo Choo through Wonderland at 7 p.m. March 3rd and 4th at Annunciation Parish Center on Glendale and Webster Groves. Tickets available at the door both nights, 1 hour before the show. Tickets $5 each, kids 5 and under free. Thank you, Lindsay Sylvia, 7th grade student.
Hmm.
Happy to do that for you, Lindsay.
You know what this really is, before you go on, this really is the kind of stuff that we should be embarrassed about not knowing about. I mean, that's
Alice
a classic. Alice in Wonderland is a man. You know,
Robert Louis Stevenson?
I don't know. We should know this.
And I had read several times that the guy that wrote it was high on opium when he wrote it. That was a very popular recreational drug at the time that story was written.
There are about 100 things we should be embarrassed about like this. This is just one. Yeah.
Never got into Alice in Wonderland.
I never got into opium.
He was on the Andy Griffith show, right?
I never got into Alice in Wonderland. I don't think that I've ever heard the Alice in Wonderland story in my life.
Is that the one?
You haven't lived with me since I was a kid. I'm telling you right now, I have never been told the story of Alice in Wonderland.
Is that the one where the rabbit tumbles down a hole in the earth?
And she's late for a very important date.
Yeah, the rabbit, the Mad Hatter,
the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
I've never read it, never heard it.
It's weird.
Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, it's very strange.
This is not a good idea. You got a high school chemistry teacher down in Orlando, Florida. He's in big trouble. He taught his chemistry class how to make a bomb.
That's a very bad idea.
We actually have... Here's the problem with this. A kid has a bomb, he goes into another class, and in the middle of class, bad things happen. Well, here's somebody recorded it.
Anyone? Hmm. Great Depression. Past the... Anyone? Anyone?
Good.
Man,
good. Oh,
the kid took his bomb from chemistry class.
That's not good.
Good at all. This is a great story, and it's an absolutely true story if you can believe the wire services, and I can't imagine that they could print this if it weren't true. They don't say where in this story this took place, but there are 12 American nuns who are in huge trouble. They have been suspended from their convent. They went on a 2-week trip with the deliberate intention of getting as drunk and wild and crazy as they could. All of the women are 22 to 31 years of age. They went to this club, didn't tell anybody at the convent where they were going. They get back, they find themselves in huge trouble with the Mother Superior, and during the trip, by their own account, these women, these 12 nuns, said that they slept with a total of 43 men.
Whoa!
Wow!
Shut up! Oh, shut up!
Well, they're not supposed to do that.
No, that's...
They said their excuse for their behavior... Now, you know what? I'm buying this. This makes sense to me. They wanted to experience sin. How can you preach against it or work against it
unless you understand firsthand experience?
Yeah. So they got firsthand sin by sleeping with 43 guys and getting drunk. And now they know of what they speak.
Well, that's sort of like those Amish people.
They let their teenagers out
for a little while.
What do they call that?
Wilding.
The nuns were wilding.
Yeah.
Now, how about the guys that got the opportunity?
Holy
22 to 31 nuns.
Well, they didn't know they were nuns. I'll bet you.
Well, but that's all of them.
They were in their habits.
If they had known they were nuns, they'd have said, oh, man, no thanks. I'm afraid I'll go to hell. They didn't know. They just thought, hey, hot young women. Wow. We're the luckiest guys.
Do you have to be a virgin to be a... go into...
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Well,
to be a nun?
No.
You're supposed to.
I don't think so. I think there have been people who went into the nunnery or whatever after they had even been married and divorced. I think.
No, I think you're supposed to be a virgin. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. All I know is
43 guys are walking around telling stories.
Oh, man. Can you imagine, though, once you find out, though? You find out later.
That's a whole new...
You're walking down the street with your buddy and say, I got her.
Yeah.
But then...
Can I tell you something? That wouldn't bother me. If I found out later, it wouldn't bother me.
No, here's the thing.
If she hasn't taken her vows yet or whatever it is.
But then later, she's at the convent, and that's never going to happen again with her. You're fine.
Hey, even if she had taken them, I didn't know that.
No.
I wouldn't feel bad. No. Hey, she's the one that instigated it. I'm not going to sit around going, oh, what have I done? Do anything.
You're not the nun.
Yeah, thank you. All right, new medical reports say there's a reason that men fall asleep after they make love and that women should not take it so seriously and take it as if that they don't want to talk to you after they have sex. According to these scientists...
The turkey sandwich we eat afterwards?
What in the world?
You know, I was in the middle of a...
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
According to these scientists, the simple fact is that when men finish having sex, they are just flat out tired. Now, I'm going to tell you why. We put a lot more into lovemaking. Oh. It means more to us. Mm-hmm. We want to please.
Right. Some guys put a lot into it.
We want to please.
Some guys don't have much to put into it.
You talking about Merle?
Well, I think she is.
I think it sounds like it.
Here's the deal. Says humans are the only animals in which sleep and sex are linked, and while often seen as a poor excuse, there are scientific reasons why men are tired after sex. The blood rush after climax depletes the muscles of energy-producing glycogen. It leaves men feeling physically drained because they have more muscle mass than women. Mm. They become tired after sex, and that makes them sleepy.
Yeah.
80% of men say they feel more relaxed and are able to drift off with no problems after they make love. Only 46% of women say they can fall asleep. You know why? They don't put anything into it.
There.
Just there. You done yet?
Well, let's try and change. Let's try and change that.
I got to go do my hair.
Yeah.
It says, men who live in the city, oh, this has to do anything, has managed to stay awake for 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, well, whoa.
Where it says men in the country can take as long as 20 minutes. I don't know. What the heck has that got to do with anything? So there you have it, ladies.
Yeah.
We work
it's
real hard to please.
Don't want
to
talk.
No, we're tired out from pleasing.
Yep.
Trying too hard. Let's see. Oh, man, this is not this. This is not good when this happens. Guy in Portland, Oregon, works in a factory. And he got his arm caught in, and I don't know what this machine is, but it sounds like it could tear your hand up pretty good. His hand got caught in a noodle mixer at a pasta plant. His sleeve or hand got caught on this noodle mixer as it's turning, and the machine pulled his arm through the mixer and out the bottom, and it lifted him off his feet, and he was headed into the hopper when they managed to stop it before it took him in. And I don't know what a noodle mixer is.
I wonder
but
if his arm turned into
a noodle.
Pasta.
But it's so, like a shredded noodle.
I don't know. We did have elbow macaroni that
day. Oh, that's good. Oh,
yeah. Dan Strauss, there you go.
All over by the meal.
Who broke that and gave it to you?
Thanks so much for a flop of box.
Oh, did anybody else see the guy? And his picture tells it all. This guy... that was killed early this year, who was portrayed as this brutal bully. It reminds me of that Skidmore, Missouri story.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, by all accounts, was just a nasty... he beat up his wife, and his wife's brother finally shot and killed the guy. Well, listen to this. They said that this guy, when on the witness stand, his wife said that he had timed her route from Merritt's out on 44... to their home, and that he had told her that's a 13-minute run. If she was 1 minute late, he beat the crap out of her.
Whoa.
These guys. Now, this is according to her testimony.
What a creep.
He was on heroin. He was in and out of rehab. She said that he screwed the doors of their house shut from the inside when he was home so she couldn't get out, and he padlocked the doors from the outside when he wasn't home. He set her hair on fire because he got mad at her because she quit smoking while she was in the hospital instead of quitting for him. And he repeatedly told her she was too fat.
and that when she, he told her when she could and could not eat. Holy cow. She finally managed while he was asleep to get away and escape and call for some help, and that's when her brother apparently went over and just did him in. This sounds just like the Skidmore
guy. Yeah, yeah.
Now, there ought to be
justice.
Justifiable homicide. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but this sounds like it to me. You get a guy, you know, you get somebody who's just flat out evil, just a mean.
And there are people like that.
Yeah.
Some people in law enforcement, especially, refuse to believe. I mean, in the court system, refuse to believe that they're just evil people.
Yeah. I believe there are people. There's nothing good about them.
Yeah.
And people say, well, everybody's got some good qualities. Nah, I think there's some people, they don't have one good quality. They're nothing but just scum and evil and mean. And I'm not saying this guy was. I don't know this guy. But, man, when you hear her stories, you got to think, this is like Skidmore. I mean, let's face it. When you get a town like Skidmore, Missouri, and half the town agrees to go blow a guy up, and nobody will speak.
Broad
this guy
daylight.
Has got to be rotten.
What was that guy's name? Like McCrickle?
I can never remember.
Darn it. And now the book is In Broad Daylight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can never remember.
I have the book at home. I have to look
McElroy.
It up.
McElroy. Yeah.
McElroy?
That was
McElroy.
Is that right?
That's right. That's it. Wow. Every once in a while, you prove how you got to be the
1998 Trivia Champion, St. Mary's Catholic Church from Elville, Illinois.
All right, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've never told this joke before, and I'm going to tell you why. I have seen the joke, I've heard the joke, and I've heard it for years, and I have had people write me, and today, Jeff Campy sends it to me, He says, in 43 years of my life, I've never heard this joke before, and it's a good one. And when I saw it, I thought, well, I have heard it, and I've never told it. And the reason I haven't is I don't really consider it like Hall of Fame joke material. But enough people have sent it, and apparently enough people think it's funny, that it's worth a shot, and it deserves at least one telling on this show, and we'll see how it goes. Guy is in a bar, and This woman comes in and spots him, and he's a real good-looking guy. So they talk, and they're hitting it off pretty well, and they end up leaving together. They go back to his apartment. And when they walk into his bedroom in his apartment, she notices that his entire bedroom, and this is odd for a man, a good-looking heterosexual man, but his entire room has got teddy bears, these cute, cuddly teddy bears all over his bedroom, all over, hundreds of them. There's a little shelf that runs along the floor, and down on that shelf are real little small teddy bears. And then there's a shelf a little higher, and there are medium-sized teddy bears. And then up on a top shelf, these huge, like 4-foot-tall teddy bears. And she thinks this is very odd for a guy to have a collection of teddy bears, especially hundreds of them, but she doesn't say anything. And she actually thinks, well, that just means he's a sensitive kind of guy, and now I'm even more attracted to him. So they start making out. Next thing you know, they rip each other's clothes off, and they're making love. And after a couple hours of this, they're lying together, and she rolls over, and she says, well, how was it? He says, well, you can help yourself to any prize off the bottom shelf.
Five 32 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550 for a traffic update sponsored by Sunset Ford. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. Trouble downtown eastbound 40 at Tucker. An accident. The center lane is blocked. Traffic jam west of Compton is Tucker on eastbound 40. Eastbound 77 approaching Salisbury and Cole Street. Eastbound 270 lines up Missouri Bottom Road through 170. Westbound 40 flow Kings Highway all the way to LaCleve Station Road. An accident being cleared from the shoulder at LaCleve Station on westbound 40. Westbound 70 some slow going past the airport. Then it's heavy Cave Springs through Mid River. South 270 flows Olive all the way to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 30 at Double P in Jefferson County. An accident with injuries and an accident Grand at Cass, and that's in the city. Westbound 44 looks pretty good from Lindbergh through 270, and look for some heavy traffic on southbound 55. We have some slow pockets as we approach Rivas Barracks and Lindbergh. Also, eastbound on 44, there's an accident. It is on the eastbound 40, rather, an accident on the shoulder west of 270. This report brought to you by McDonald's. Come in today. Enjoy a filet-o-fish sandwich, a golden crispy fish filet with American cheese and special tartar sauce on a steam bun only at McDonald's. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
It's Mustang Mayhem this weekend at Sunset Ford with the largest selection of 2005 Mustang GTs in the Midwest, plus 30 other Mustangs in stock, only at Sunset Ford.
But
If you're the person in charge of your company's communications, you need to call Marshall Wireless for your free consultation. Let Marshall Wireless do a complete analysis and offer the latest wireless solutions by Nextel Communications. If you feel your company's productivity could be increased, then let Marshall Wireless show you some innovative wireless solutions. In 15 minutes, they can show you your true wireless potential. So call today for your appointment at 636-938-9000. Would you like to access your email, calendar, and contacts from anywhere? How about knowing where everyone in your company is at the push of a button? Then call Marshall Wireless today at 636-938-9000 for your free consultation. Keep your mobile numbers and switch to Nextel by calling Marshall Wireless today. If you feel your company could use an advantage over the competition, then do what so many other companies in St. Louis have done. Call Marshall Wireless, your Nextel authorized representative, at 636-938-9000. Remember, there are a lot of deputies in town, but there's only one Marshall. That's Marshall Wireless, just like there's only one push to talk. That's Nextel.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackerman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackerman Advantage. At Ackerman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackerman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackerman Advantage for yourself.
Don't miss the Olhausen Billiards Factory Sale at A.E. Schmidt Billiard Company this Friday through Monday. Get factory direct discounts on Olhausen pool tables, poker tables, and more. Hurry, it's Friday through Monday only at A.E. Schmidt Billiard Company.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stuff all over the world.
I don't know about anybody else, but this is my favorite part of the show. Right here is this Ricky Nelson song. Time to check in with the man in Southern California, brought to you by Professional Employment Group, putting people and companies together short-term and long-term. On the web, professionalemploymentgroup.com. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, Dan.
How's it going?
Doing good. I've heard that they've canceled the NHL season.
What?
I had a question for you. Right. What's the NHL?
NHL.
No hockey losers.
Whoa, no hockey losers.
Those are fighting words.
Careful, buddy.
Hey, just telling you the way it is. Got some hot scoop on the Michael Jackson case. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ready.
The new accuser apparently knows something about Michael Jackson that the old accuser knew. The first boy that accused Michael Jackson said that Michael Jackson's private parts had very unique markings because of bleaching that Michael Jackson did to his body that didn't take in the genital area.
So he's got a black Weezer.
Well, sort of a painted pencil or something.
Oh, man.
So if they can both describe it as it
is. Oh, nobody likes a know-it-all who sits around talking about their genitalia.
I'm a newsman here. You know, I'm just a messenger. It's a pretty interesting story. Apparently, they are like brown rings around him.
Raccoons.
And when they get bigger, they're even more pronounced.
Oh my God.
I wonder if they ever, if the police, I guess they must have evidence of that.
I picture his as being like a pencil, real skinny.
Mm-hmm. And probably some
I don't want to think about
there.
It at all.
Yeah, how often do you picture his?
No, I don't want to think about it at all.
Every day.
The Santa Maria Hospital records put Michael Jackson at 6 feet tall, 108 pounds.
You've got to be kidding.
You have got 108 pounds. Hey, how does a guy with a mask, a surgical mask, and isolated from the rest of the world even get the flu?
We talked about this yesterday. Yeah. We said if he gets the flu, then give it up. You might as well not even try to avoid it.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? When he checked into the Santa Maria Hotel, there were no rooms available. They had more patients than rooms, but they had shifted things around. The only room they ended up that they could give him that he took was in the pediatric ward.
Perfect.
Oh.
Hey, are you serious about his height and weight?
Yeah, that's what it was listed as.
That is beyond belief.
Yeah, it really is.
That like cannot, skeletal. That can't be, though. I mean, think about that. 108 and 6 feet tall. That would be, starvation.
He is very, very skinny. His arms are like just rails.
Wow.
Like a Biafra person.
Wow.
Like a what?
Hey, do you think he asked to see if Doogie Howser was there working in the hospital?
Oh, that'd be the perfect time.
Oh, thank you very much, Lee. This is the movie review. This is a movie warning. Son of the Mask.
This is the third person
yep.
you told us.
You're the third yeah. person that says it stinks it up big time.
In a horrible, horrible, hideous film. Maybe the worst movie I ever saw. And Jim Carrey, The Mask, the movie, I thought it was different, refreshing. I liked it.
It was
fine.
It
made $100 million. The franchise owned by Jim Carrey had first refusal rights to do the sequel, looked at the script and said, no, thanks. Wait a minute. Somebody's calling.
Well, how rude.
Yeah.
Let's hear him dump
Mrs.
him.
Pinion. But,
I'm here, I'm here.
Dump him, yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Where'd you lose?
Well, you're talking about the two different masks, and I'm going to tell you one of the things that made the original mask of Jim Carrey so great is that you saw Cameron Diaz, the finest you've ever seen her, ever.
That's the first time we ever saw her,
yeah.
too, I
and
think.
Man, yeah. that was the best she's ever looked. She looked great.
I really think, though, that, this movie... Was dead out of it. It was like Dumb and Dumber was all right. Then they made a sequel. It was hideous.
Yeah. Oh, that Dumb
Another
and Dumber.
Jim Carrey, he wouldn't do the second movie because he said it was no good.
Yeah, that's when you flush the project.
Tom Sizemore's in jail for failing drug tests. But you remember that he was originally charged with battery beating up his girlfriend, Heidi Fleiss.
Right.
Now Sizemore once, I guess, knows what it's like. Word is he got his butt beat in jail by prisoners last week. Somebody else is going to get his butt beat. Jose Canseco. Roger Clemens says he's very upset with Canseco naming him in his book as a juicer. Yesterday in Houston, Roger Clemens says that if he sees Canseco, he will, quote, tune him up.
Ooh. You know what? I didn't think about this, but Jose Canseco better stay away from a lot of these professional athletes because I bet a lot of them would like to get a hold of him.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. I don't care.
He's continued to take his steroids.
That's all right. Three or four of these other guys get a hold of him. He'll need to be big.
Yeah.
And finally.
I know.
He's strong. A new worst tipper in the United States.
Hmm. Okay.
United Nations General Kofi Annan.
Really?
Ran up a $1,700 bill at a Colorado ski lodge with for special needs, some transportation. He needed some special equipment, special rentals, some entertainment. $1,700 left. $20 tip.
Well, you'll like this coffee.
What? Go Kofi on that.
Wow.
Took me a
minute. Oh, man. Hey, you know what I was thinking about yesterday? Can you imagine trying to accommodate Michael Jackson in the hospital? First of all, this is a guy who I would think has to have his stuff around him, his makeup and his stuff. When he goes to the hospital, he doesn't have any of his little goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet that is like a nightmare trying to wait on him or medicate him because he's got to be so used to having everything exactly the way he wants. Yeah, it'd be like Liz Taylor going to the hospital.
If Mr. Jackson likes this kind of lighting in his room. He doesn't want this overhead lighting.
Bottled water.
Letterman had a picture on the other night, and he showed, I guess they computer generated it, but showed Michael laying in a hospital bed with that guy standing
the umbrella.
With the umbrella.
I was just thinking that he has to want out. He doesn't want to stay in the hospital just because he's got to be so miserable. And where's my lipstick? Where's my this? Where's my that? I wear a certain kind of pajamas. And he probably has that umbrella guy running back to Neverland, go get me all my stuff. And he had him a list of things to go back and get.
And he has so many secrets.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to protect all his secrets.
To quote Jerry Seinfeld, who are these people? I saw him when they were leaving the hospital the other day. I saw one of those. Apparently, he has three or four of those big
goons.
Yeah, goons riding around in those big black SUVs. And I saw him like backing up, waiting for the main car to come by. And then they back up, and they, you know, all great big black guys with big sunglasses on and stuff. And you think, how can these people do this?
He thinks he's royalty.
Yeah,
he thinks he's
really
like the president of the United States.
And these people treat him like that.
And he has like a synthetic Secret Service around him.
It's like Elvis's Memphis Mafia. They're just...
Yeah. I still don't get the whole drum majorette thing. Everything he wears looks like he's in a band, marching band or something. He's a strange one. And I can't figure out his hair. You know, he goes from that little stringy, curly, stringy stuff to his girl. Now he's got his girl hair on.
Yeah, it might be a wig.
Well, that long flowing hair, though, you would think if you were in court being accused of child molestation, maybe have a regular man's haircut just for the court.
Be a man for 6 months.
Yeah.
Or pretend to be. Maybe. All right. How are we doing on time? Can we talk to Michael real quickly before we take a break? Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. AM and the PM. Hallelujah. I think we need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
Problem solvers are busy today and yesterday. What's up?
Yeah.
What's
my problem is this. Who bathes Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Bathes?
Yes.
I'm sure he probably has somebody that...
He probably brings in a private duty Neverland nurse to do that. Because, you know he doesn't want people looking at his private, his wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good question.
That is a good question. But that's another part of him being probably such a pain in the butt in the hospital.
That'd be a frightening experience, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I could see everybody...
That's a visual I don't think I want to... You know,
I could see the nurses out in the hall going, "No, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it." Now that's a very good question. And what about the whole nose thing? I've heard everything from he's got a prosthetic like wax nose.
You're like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I bet he is a disgusting sight laying in that bed without his makeup.
Maybe he has a separate nose.
He's disgusting
nose
with
washer.
His makeup.
He what? What?
He's disgusting with his makeup. Forget without.
Yeah. All right, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call.
You bet.
Bye-bye. I bet it's a big, overweight, middle-aged woman who's maybe blind. She's the only one allowed to see Michael naked.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
And they probably told her there's a young, skinny girl that needs to be bathed. And so she won't know the difference. At 11 minutes before 6 o'clock at the Big 550. Can't thank you folks again who have gone out of your way to drive so far to find a great dental clinic at Ballast Dental Care. Effingham, Mount Vernon, down toward Cape, from far, far away. And I know they have dentist's office down there, but we must have done a pretty good job of convincing you that this is a place that once you find it, you're not ever going to want to go to the dentist anywhere else. And I've told you before, I'm in the 32nd year now of going only to Ballast Dental Care and have never once ever wanted to go anywhere else. My kids have never known another dental clinic than this. My wife, for the entire time we've been married, has gone to this dental clinic. We all started at the same time, about 1973. And it is a pleasure, and I know how weird that must sound, because the dentist to most people is still one of those dreaded horrors that you don't want to think about. I never, ever mind or dread going to the dentist at Ballast Dental Care. And you're going to see why when you visit them. Ballast Clayton Roads, right there at the corner. Say hello to Dr. Jan Olivier, Dr. Peterson, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. It's just a wonderful place to get your teeth taken care of. Even if it's just a simple cleaning and checkup or x-rays, or maybe you need some extensive major work. Yes, they practice sedation dentistry, if that's what you're wondering, if you're one of the hardcore cases. Ballast Dental Care.
Blue Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
553 at the Big 550. Some help home from Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing, Jetcopter 550. Have a great evening, Paul.
You too, Karen.
Thank you.
And it is a beautiful night, and traffic not so much. There's a serious accident on Clayton just east of Ballast, and they have the highway. Clayton Road is closed here east of Ballast. The car's up on its side in the middle of the intersection. Tow truck on the scene now. Eastbound 40 is slow, grand to the Poplar Street Bridge.
They cleared an earlier accident, though, east of Grant. On South 270, heavy traffic, Olive through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 flows from west of Grand all the way to Hanley, and westbound 70 is flowing 370 out through Mid River from 79. Westbound on 44, just some pockets of heavy volume west of Hampton through the river to Bear, and eastbound 40 is heavy McKnight through Hanley Road. This traffic report is brought to you by CARFAX. Remember that accident this morning? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a CARFAX vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee, or visit CARFAX.com for details. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
Believe it or not, we have time to chat with Barbara here before we bring Jim Holden in. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Barbara.
I just wanted to tell you, I've ate at Robert E. Lee, and the food is absolutely wonderful.
Okay, what you wanted to know is how do you get a hold of them to make
a reservation? Oh, I don't have the phone number, but I think anybody in Kimswick with any of the businesses could get a hold of them.
Okay.
You know, get the number. But it's casual dining, and it's reasonably priced, and they've got a good selection.
All right. Who's that little baby in the background?
Oh, I've got two grandkids here.
Oh, boy.
Well, go take care of them. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Jim Holder's on the way. I polished off a cup of Thomas coffee a while ago. I have one cup through the whole show, and I keep reheating it. You can't do that with most coffee. You heat it about the third time, and it starts to get so bitter you can't stand it. I come in here and usually get a cup at about 3 o'clock, maybe 4, and by the time the show is over, I've never poured a fresh cup. I don't have to. I just heat it up. It's that good. See, that's the test. One of the tests of a really good coffee is, does it turn bitter when it gets cold and it's been sitting around for a while. With Thomas, 3-hour old coffee is better than most fresh brewed coffee. You think I'm kidding? Then you can prove me wrong. Just pick up a can. You go to the store, you pick up a can of Thomas coffee. Here's the other thing that I realized. Cigarette smokers have a brand they smoke, they don't change. Beer drinkers have a brand, they don't change. Coffee drinkers go to the store all the time, pick up the same coffee. You're making a huge mistake if it's not Thomas. You're cheating yourself, and you're letting your habit keep you from enjoying the best coffee that you can buy in this part of the country, in this part of the world. That's Thomas Coffee. So it's as simple as next time you go, you change that and you pick up this can of Thomas Coffee. And my guess is that you will never go back to the coffee you drank before. It's a blue can. It's usually low or mid-level on the shelves. It's a good old St. Louis, Missouri product, but they'll put it up against the finest coffees from all over the world. It is Thomas Coffee, and it is the only gourmet coffee in a can. And where is Jim Holder?
I don't know. Uh-oh. I don't know. Hey. Probably out on the patio.
I'm getting hammered.
Well, maybe.
While we wait for Jim, I love to make fun of Dear Abby, and I cut out today's Dear Abby because this is so insane and ridiculous that I can't ever imagine the kind of idiot that would write something like this. And wait till you hear Abby's response. Here it is. Dear Abby, I've been dating a girl that's a great-looking girl, Marcy, who has really bad shoulder acne. We have discussed the acne, but we can't determine the cause. Do you have any ideas? Here's Abby's response. Maybe she should see a dermatologist. That's her answer. Now, do you need to write to Abby to have somebody tell you you need to go to a dermatologist because you have shoulder acne?
But there's nothing more sexy than
reaching up
blood all over the top of the bra strap.
Or you put your arm around her and the move.
It's like popping those little bubbles in the nasty.
Bubble wrap.
I'd pop them and then play Connect the Dots.
My girlfriend has
get past
shoulder acne. What would he get past? What?
Sure, you could get past the acne if you really liked her.
Isn't that a beautiful sentiment?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I know what he's trying to say there.
You know what? Though?
Shoulder acne.
You don't really want to hug her. You want to stay up top, if you know what I mean. You don't want to hug her and put your head on her shoulder.
Hey, honey. She says, put your head on my shoulder. And then you raise up and your cheek looks like it's got mayonnaise on it. That's not good. Not good.
Hey, honey.
Here's Jim Holder, who has no shoulder acne that I know of. Jim, how are you?
I am well, Frank, and I am AM in the PM.
Hey, what's this Yeah, somebody told us about no hockey. What's that? Is that true?
Yeah, how about that?
Holy cow. Yeah, we didn't hear about that.
Cadillac Sports Update. Frank, you know, it's been one day now since Gary Bettman called off the season. And believe it or not, one of the national prognosticators, a more respected one from ESPN the magazine and ESPN, E.J. Raddick, reported that there's been a lot of talk from both sides today, like, well, maybe if somebody would put that 45 mil back on the table as the players come down to 45 or the owners go up to 45, that hey, maybe they could put something together yet. Whether you're trying to sell magazines or newspapers or whatever the case, I mean, I don't know, because Gary Bettman did say, if in fact they had to eat crow, and if they could still play, hey, so be it. That would be for the betterment of the game. But
give it up.
Not really expecting that. Drew Brees, San Diego quarterback franchise today. That means for 2005, Mr. Brees will make at least $8 million. Phillip Rivers, the prize rookie, will remain on the bench for 2005. And here we go again. Cardinal pitchers and catchers in the house at Jupiter tomorrow. They report tomorrow, the first practice on Saturday. And I don't think Tony will be talking about Jason Isringhausen, who, by the way, threw yesterday off the mound and the hip is fine. I think he'll be answering a lot of questions about the old days and the Oakland A's and how Mark McGwire, did he or didn't he?
Yeah, that's going to go for a while.
I think so, Frank.
All right, Jim.
Have a great evening.
You too. We'll talk tomorrow. There he goes, Jim Holder. 6 o'clock at the Big 550. From ABC News,
I'm Gil Gross. There's going to be a new top dog in intelligence, and some people may not like it. President Bush has picked his ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, to be the nation's first national intelligence director. ABC's John Cochran's at the White House.
The president assured Ambassador Negroponte he will have all the power he needs. He will determine the budgets of every intelligence agency, including the CIA and those within the Pentagon. The president said Negroponte will also become his primary briefer on intelligence, a job that until now belongs to the CIA, which means Negroponte will have what every intelligence official wants, lots of face time with the man who will use the intelligence.
The infighting could be interesting. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld let it be known last fall he did not want to give up control of the Pentagon's intelligence budget. Congress has sent to the president the bill that is supposed to make it harder to win a big class action lawsuit. Democrat Congressman James Moran says this is going to stop people from picking out state courts where they're most likely to win.
This is not a radical bill, nor is it regressive. In fact, it is a reasonable compromise designed to address what is an abuse of the judicial system.
And from now on, big class action lawsuits are going to end up in federal court. Well, Bill Cosby won't end up in criminal court. ABC's Aaron Katursky says a woman who claimed that she was drugged and fondled by the comic apparently did not have enough evidence to interest a suburban Philadelphia district attorney.
Prosecutors in Pennsylvania have declined to pursue criminal charges against Bill Cosby. The Montgomery County district attorney has found a lack of credible evidence to support charges in a case of inappropriate touching. The woman who accused Cosby may file a civil suit.
Cosby, by the way, has denied those allegations. Not a good day on Wall Street. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow fell more than 80 points today. The S&P was down by 9.5, and the NASDAQ was off by 26. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, it's me, your lips. I sound a little dry, huh? That's because you with the breathing and the talking and the eating and must you whistle? I'm losing moisture all day long. I need ChapStick Lip Moisturizer. It's got 10 protective moisturizers like aloe and vitamin E that just glide on nice and smooth, so I'm soft, healthy. For the love of your lips, go get some. ChapStick Lip Moisturizer keeps lips soft and healthy. Use as directed.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Deputies running down leads tonight in Franklin County in the apparent hit-and-run death of a woman
whose body was found along Route N early Wednesday morning.
We're waiting for toxicology results to come back, which would take a couple weeks from the lab, but we had received calls in that area before where the victim had been out on the road area or on neighboring property and had been disoriented, really didn't know where she was.
Sheriff Gary Telke tells KTRS News the woman is identified as 43-year-old Janine Starbuck of Lake Arrowhead. Telke says deputies are reviewing vehicle debris found on the road where Starbuck was hit. A former female teacher in Farmington has been charged with molesting a teenage boy. 24-year-old Bethany Sherrill has been charged with molesting a 14-year-old middle school student. The now 16-year-old student's mother called authorities last month when she allegedly saw sexual text messages from Sherrill on the son's cell phone. Sherrill surrendered to the authorities Wednesday, released today, $10,000 bond. If convicted, Sherrill could face up to 7 years in prison. A former nurse at a local hospital could be heading to prison after admitting using patient information to obtain credit.
The defendant was a nurse at St. Luke's Hospital when she illegally obtained patient record information regarding their identity and various numbers assigned to them, and she used that information to obtain credit accounts under their names, at basic identity theft case.
U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says 53-year-old Doris Odenunmi pleaded guilty to one felony count of misuse of a Social Security number. She faces up to 5 years in prison, sentencing in June. Governor's office tonight reacting to the House's passage of a tort reform bill. It limits the amount of money that victims could win in medical malpractice and injury lawsuits.
Governor obviously was very pleased with the passage of the bill, sending it to the Senate. I mean, this was a bipartisan support for this legislation, so he is very pleased that it's moving forward.
One spokesman, Paul Sloka, Governor Blunt will be discussing the issue tomorrow morning with doctors at St. Anthony's Medical Center. Hundreds of peace activists will be in St. Louis this weekend. They'll be organizing and setting strategy. United for Peace and Justice spokesman Bill Dobbs says the activists want U.S. troops withdrawn from Iraq.
Bit by bit, over these past 2 years, the justifications for the war have proven to be exaggerated or false. The tide of public opinion is with us. The number of desertions from the military is way up.
Dobbs says actor Danny Glover will be in St. Louis participating in the conference. Glover expected to speak at St. Louis University. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy of News Channel 5. Now, Cindy Pressler has the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
It's going to be another chilly one tonight. Lows dipping to the mid-20s. Mostly clear to partly cloudy. It'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny on Friday. Highs dipping back a little bit to around 40 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, mid-40s with increasing clouds and showers are possible by the afternoon. Sunday, rain, mid-50s at least. We even could see a thunder shower. Monday, variably cloudy, mid-40s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers. Lows, highs in the lower 40s. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
41 degrees at Lambert Field. And that is the news at 6:06. I'm Brian Helsworth. And now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Brian. We still have slow traffic on eastbound 40. It's still heavy approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, but it is starting to thin out. Looks like just heavy now east of Union Station. Westbound 40 slow, actually King's Highway through Hanley. South 270 heavy approaching Clayton Road through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 just sluggish through Mid Rivers at 79. Clayton east of Ballas, an injury accident, and eastbound 40 heavy approaching Hanley. Northbound 170 at Scudder, an accident reported. This report is service of JCPenney. What's inside the JCPenney biggest star sale Friday and Saturday only? You're the star with 20 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15% off when you use your JCPenney card. It's all inside JCPenney. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
Midwest Bank Center, we're committed to changing the way you feel about your banking experience. Midwest Bank Center, your neighborhood bank center. Member FDIC.
Blue Fuse Ford of Chesterfield, part of the largest network of dealerships in St. Louis, right off Highway 40 near the airport. Or visit www.fuse.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Well, I wish I was a catcher.
Sure, she's the best. Yeah.
Swimming in a whole deep blue sea. I will have all you good-looking women.
Oh, yeah. So how about the woman in St. Louis who's suing the Breyers ice cream people? Because she says that Breyers says it's all natural ice cream, and she says it's not really natural. Okay, here's the deal. In the suit, she says the ice cream says it's all natural, but they use milk to make it, and that milk contains synthetic growth hormones, antibiotics, and other ingredients that aren't natural. Come on.
It might kill her, Frank.
Come on. You know what? If you wanted to, you could take something that has water in it, and if you find exactly what water, if the water was treated in any way from the water company, that's not natural. It's not natural water because it's got like some kind of purification stuff in it. Please. I say this one's not going to make it very far.
It won't.
We'll find out.
Hey, Winnie!
Come on. Now, this is not really a joke, but it's funny. And it was sent to me, and I don't know who sent it, but I thought I'd just share it with you before we get Reggie in here. Guy is passing by his son's bedroom, and he sees that the bed is all made, and everything's picked up, and there's an envelope on the middle of the bed, and it's addressed to Dad. Oh. And he gets a sinking feeling. Mm. This is not good, and his hands are trembling, and he opens the envelope, and it says, Can I have some letter reading music? I would have thought he'd just start playing it.
Well, the other guy
would have
been here so long.
Big-headed guy would have done it.
Well, big-headed guy would have seen to it that Bruce, the big-headed guy would have told Bruce, play some letter reading music. Here's when he opens the envelope. Now, see, that's not right. Give me something a little slower.
That was letter reading.
Well, but it's too. This is better. Dear Dad, it is with great regret and sorrow that I'm writing you. I had to elope with my new girlfriend because I wanted to avoid a scene with Mom and you. I've been finding real passion with Joan, and she's so nice, even with all her piercings and her tattoos and her motorcycle clothes. But it's not only the passion, Dad. She's pregnant. And Joan said that we will be very happy, and even though you won't care for her as she is so much older than I am, Dad, she already owns a trailer in the woods and has a stack of firewood for the whole winter. She wants to have more kids with me, and that's one of my dreams, too. Dad, Joan taught me that marijuana doesn't really hurt anybody, and we'll be growing it for us and trading it with her friends for all the cocaine and ecstasy we want. In the meantime, we'll pray that science will find a cure for AIDS so that Joan can get better.
Oh.
She sure deserves it. Don't worry, Dad, I'm 15 now. And I know how to take care of myself. And someday I'm sure that we'll be back to visit so you can get to know your grandchildren. Your loving son, John. P.S. Dad, none of the above is true. I'm over at the neighbor's house. I just wanted to remind you that there are worse things in life than my bad report card that's in my desk center drawer.
That's
and then
great.
It says, I love you. Call me when it's safe to come home.
That is hilarious.
Beautiful. That is great.
Beautiful.
That sounds like one of those Ferris Bueller things. That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. You know what? Hit your parents with something really bad. And then when you tell them the real story, by comparison.
We love you,
honey. Oh, man. How dare you put me through that? It could go
is that all? It's just a bad report card? That's all it is? Oh, man. This is so much. Thank goodness.
Clever.
I think it's a good idea, actually. We can take a couple quick calls here before we get Reggie in. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, doing good. I'm Amy in the PM.
That's why you're doing okay.
Before you speak, I notice your name on the telephone board up here. You know what I would do if I was going to name my son Phil? I'd name him F-I-L-L.
Yeah.
Now you got something different.
That's right. What's up there, Phil?
Well, not much. You know, I heard you talking earlier about the old taser gun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have to get hit with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in law enforcement. You don't have to get hit with it to get taken down.
Hmm.
It can stick in your clothes.
Oh, and the shot can go through your clothes.
Yeah, it'll go right through the clothes.
The thing will stick in your clothes, like if you have a big coat on in that...
transferred through your jacket.
Well, some things don't conduct electricity, though. If you have a big, thick leather jacket, and it sticks into the just the first quarter inch of the leather, leather and cloth they're not conductive materials.
Still go through it.
Hey,
they're
Phil,
not insulators either.
Hey, Phil, how about if they shot that stuff right or that thing right into your skin and you were holding hands with somebody? Would that person get it too?
No.
Hmm.
No.
I don't get it.
All right, Phil.
It's amazing. I've seen them during the training get taken down, and you can have one of those big, fluffy parkas, and you can hit them there. It will still take them down. It's not a 99, it's not 100% effective like you would normally get, but it will take them down.
Okay, I believe you. You know more than we do, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Phil.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Here's Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, gang, how we doing?
Good, Chuck. Hi. Chuck.
First of all, I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Care.
Well, hello, Chuck.
Hey, real quick, the reason I called is because I'm driving home with my son's report card in my hand. He's got two B's, three A's, and a B, and boy, was I upset.
Why are you upset? Why are you upset with A's and B's?
Well, the two D's is what I was upset about.
Two D's.
D's, yeah.
Oh, D like dog.
Yeah, and if he's capable of A's and B's, yeah.
My parents were real happy with two D's.
Yeah.
Better than two F's.
Well, I'll tell you, after hearing that letter, I'm going to go home and give him a hug.
Yeah, there's a great joke about a guy, his son brings a report card home, and he's got an A and six F's. And his dad, and then something, the joke is something like the dad gets mad and he tells his son, he says, son, you're obviously spending too much time on one subject. but, yeah, those D's have got to go.
Yeah.
We'll work on him with it, but I'll tell you, it's going to make it easier to go in and give him a hug. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, he could have run off with a marijuana-growing AIDS victim, older woman, and a trailer. So I think we've done your son a favor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
All right. There goes Chuck. Reggie McDaniel is about a minute away, and he's, thank goodness, he's turned, done a 180-degree turn from that art stuff, and he's got some good stuff for us lately. Hopefully he'll have another. In fact, today's the Winn-Dixie movie, I
believe. I think so, yeah.
So that'll be good. American Equity Mortgage, we've talked about for about 10 years. And over the course of the 10 years, we've watched other mortgage companies come and go, and a lot of them that come along end up leaving. Rates will go up, and these places will disappear, and American Equity will still be around. This is the one that people have done everything from make fun of to try to copy and want to be like and have phone numbers that sound like American Equity Mortgage. Well, they're not American Equity Mortgage. This is the place that's open evenings till late. This is the place that really means it when they say perfect and less than perfect credit. They would love to have a chance to say yes to you. If you have been told no by another mortgage company, it's time to call this number, 314-878-9999. If anybody can tell you, yes, we can get you a home equity loan, we can get you a bill consolidation loan, if anybody can do it, American Equity Mortgage can. It is the smart way to borrow money. It's what homeowners who are smart do to get money the cheapest way you can get it. American Equity Mortgage. Call them, 314-878-9999. Give them a chance to say yes to you.